It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hand. No. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants, like, uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture of
it. Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throwing, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
More fried chicken.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
Ah! We just cuddled together, that's
all. I hated the colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken, oh!
Your phone is ringing, la-dee-da-do. Dingle-dongle, dingle-dongle, someone's calling you. Goulet.
Goulet.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of the living.
This must sound really weird to those without headphones.
Yeah.
Good.
Especially with Carly, like, clobbering all over people.
Hey, people.
Carly is the resident Jerry Lewis.
She's Sherry Lewis.
She's dead?
Oh.
She's a lamb chop?
She's a dead puppeteer.
A dead lame puppeteer, that bitch.
We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Yeah.
We're also on myspace.com/aristocratsradio.
You can be our friend.
Yeah.
And you can see the Aristocrats Simpsons
avatars.
Characters that we've been
that was
destroying each other with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mine is quite excellent, actually. Steve's came out good, too.
I think Matt's came out the best.
It's perfect. Matt's is not proportional. Matt is not that skinny.
Matt's came out the best.
there wasn't a fatter body type.
Matt looks better in 2D than he does in 3D.
It's true.
I wish they had the comic book man body, because that would have just worked for Matt.
Anyway, I am Derek. With me, as always, we do have Matthew.
Uh-huh.
And we do have Steve, number one.
Take it deep.
We do have Steve number two.
I'm opening up.
Nice and confusing for
everybody.
We
should just call him Steve Drop a Deuce.
Yeah, we really should. We should just call you Shitty McShitterson. And Snail Man Yawn is here.
Again with this?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're going to go back to that
character. And we got a bunch of girls over there drinking.
Yeah.
And Lauren.
Drinking the My Jovi.
And Lauren.
Me Hovi.
Hi.
When are we getting the Jovita lover in here? Or calling?
You want him to call in?
I wanted to call in, have him call in last week.
How about Thursday?
How about Thursday? When are we getting Joe Conte?
I know. I want that Guido
Conte's
here.
I want Conte here. I'm not going to lie.
Conte's the man, dude.
Are we actually going to have Conte in?
I said he would come in, and I gave Lauren his number.
You have it.
Oh, that's not good.
I gave it to you.
Can you hand it to me so I can
You don't need him talking to some girl, because he'd just be sitting there trying to mac the whole damn time. even though I think he's married.
No, that's all right. He met her.
Oh, he met her. It was ruined.
I don't think he's married. So anyway, we're trying to get people on the show, but...
He couldn't.
Carly was also talking about getting some famous musician on the show.
I guess he's famous.
Well, famous enough.
Bass player from Blue Oyster Cult.
The former bass player.
Yeah, well, not current, but...
Derek's the new one now.
Maybe he needs a little more cowbell. I don't know. I got to ask him.
I don't know.
Wow.
Cowbell.
I put my pants on one leg at a time.
The difference is when I get my pants on, I make gold records. Not funny.
Stupid.
No, anyway, it's not.
so dumb.
Which I don't know. I don't think I'd be impressed with the new bass player.
I wouldn't either.
Wouldn't be impressed with Blue Oyster Cult in general.
I know if they came in here and played, I'd just be like, well, you know what?
That's not working pretty, out. Pretty good.
If I could get him in, he's like not only is he a famous bass player at this point, but he's also an
award-winning
director.
Somebody needs
award-winning
to control this
director.
Dude, yo, yes. This dog is gonna fucking.
This animal
shit.
Needs to be controlled because she's gonna bring the whole. She's gonna tear the fucking thing down.
What? Maybe put her away.
Is he an Emmy award-winning?
Oscar
award winning?
Tony?
Not Oscar award winning.
Ace award,
award winning.
What's a Grammy?
Grammy's
music.
Maybe he's a Grammy award.
Well, because he was in Blue Oyster Cult, they did win a couple Grammys,
that's
I think.
That's possible.
Now, I wonder if he, because you said he was in the beginning, like the.
He was in earlier on, yes. He used to tour around, and he had all sorts of good band touring stories.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So we got the My Jovi guy and the old bass player from Blue Oyster Cult.
and
Joe Conti.
Joe Conti.
And Joe Conti. We should gotta get Joe Conti on
some
Thursday,
Guido
man.
From Jersey.
Maybe I'll get Sebastian Bach's wife to come on.
Oh, that's right. And her tits.
She was at Matt's job the other day, apparently. Yeah.
We should get Dapper Johnny Falco
oh, really?
To call in.
Gross.
Wow.
promote yeah, she NWS.
Yeah, she's his wife is kind of haggard looking.
Well, we told the story.
Puerto Rican woman.
Pat told the story on the show about how she... She just has massive fake boobs, just like...
They're pretty big.
Yeah, pretty big?
Yeah.
Big
but
enough?
But she's heroin thin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so skinny.
So you can see, like, where the boob ends. And
yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
It's pretty disgusting.
That's pretty cool.
But his whole thing was he had this big conversion van, brought it into Pat's shop, and couldn't pay his bill. Couldn't pay his bill. So
it was hard for me to believe.
How much was it? $900 something?
Yeah, it was something like $900, and like, he had to, like...
He had to get
some kind
credit,
of weird, yeah,
credit forwarded. Yeah.
Why didn't you sell his fucking comics? Are we talking about Smash Box still?
Who?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Yeah, right?
Smash Box?
No.
Did you say Smashing
Bach.
Comics?
Sebastian Bach, you schmuck.
Oh. I thought you said Smash Box.
I thought he said Smashing Comics.
We're still talking about Sebastian Bach, right?
Didn't he say Smashing Pumpkins?
Dude, say that one more time.
Sebastian Bach.
No.
What does he say?
He said Smash
Sebastian Bach.
Bach.
I think the both of you ain't hearing shit.
His voice is being run through a Donald Duck filter.
Anyway, he has like a fucking... He has like an industrial-grade locker filled with like first editions of every comic ever created.
Okay.
Like, who does?
Sebastian Bach.
Is this the singer guy, Sebastian Bach?
Yes. The skinny blonde-haired dude.
I actually know somebody that tried to fight him in the Wall Street pub down here.
Oh, what's his name, yeah.
He lives on Middletown Lincroft Road.
Yeah. He lives in the nice section of Middletown.
He is a fucking faggot.
Wow.
I'll tell his wife next time.
And he
I'll
couldn't
see her.
Tell her. He couldn't pay a tab. He could have just sold the fucking comic and paid the shit off in like 2 seconds.
I don't think he has the rights to Skid Row. I think they tour without him.
I seriously doubt
it. He doesn't.
Like, it was one of those things. Yeah. Like a lot of those 80s bands when they broke up. Like, the lead singer would try to get, like, the name so he could tour with a different band.
Like, what the guy would write.
In his case, I don't think it worked.
Yeah, now he's in Cockstroke.
Wasn't he in that rock show with
Yeah, he was in that supergroup thing.
Yeah. Super
Evan group. Seinfeld, Nugent,
and that was a piece
Scotty
of
in.
Shit. Because
and he was a fucking faggot in that, too.
He was
addicted to...
He's an alcoholic.
Don't talk over me. He was addicted to, like... an alcoholic. He was addicted to, like, wine.
No,
yeah.
And his wife was on there too. That's how this guy at work recognized her.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, I know you from somewhere.
Is she
TV,
hot?
Right?
Oh, wasn't she like a masseuse or something?
I have no idea.
Does she got big boobies?
Yeah,
big,
we just went over.
We just went over that. You're a fat idiot.
She's a
I don't
toothpick.
Know where we're going.
She's a toothpick, and she's got like these cantaloupe-sized breasts.
Yeah, he literally just said that.
That's not
like
very big.
2 minutes ago.
Who said that?
Now I remember. Now,
yeah.
I'm still thinking about Smashbox.
Cantaloupe size? Wait. Cantaloupe size?
I'm not going to bash you. I'm not going to bust your ass.
I didn't say nothing about your floppy boobies.
I thought you were talking about Smash Mouth. Yeah.
They were like almost as big as Vaughn's head.
Vaughn has honeydew sized breasts. There's a difference.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, basically.
I think more like rotten cantaloupe.
Rotten cantaloupe.
What am I, Harry Knowles like size? What the fuck? I'm not that big.
You're Bunsen honeydew.
Bunsen honeydew. Yeah, thank you.
Let's see your beaker.
Yeah. Ooh.
He might do it.
Thin and red.
Get ready.
Here oh, yeah, I know.
Here it comes.
He's no stranger to taking out his package.
No.
Well, he is a mailman, so.
He likes delivering packages.
Not UPS.
Parcels.
All right, so
Vaughn has a parcel.
He delivers for FedEx.
Oh, shit. No. FedEx. That's it. It's Fed.
It. Oh, I thought it was fat.
No, but he's been fed. So
feeding his
FedEx.
Oh.
Yeah.
My joke was better.
Nope.
I think he was better.
I like FedEx better.
Me too. I agree.
First time Matt actually took a photo of the
island. Lauren, everybody.
Lauren, yeah,
hi,
great.
Yeah, hi.
Feel free to interject.
See, I'm afraid to say anything to Vaughn.
Unfunny.
Why?
Unfunny.
Oh, because.
One, I'll agree with certain white guys who live in Japan.
Don't ever be afraid.
Because Vaughn always launches back with harsh comments.
No, that's smell. Not the reason, and you know it.
What is it then?
Come
we
on,
can
tell
smell
me.
Smell fear.
What well. Say? Come on. Drink up, woman. Let's go.
I'm drinking.
Drink it faster.
I'm fine.
So what were we talking about?
Talking about washed Spanish up hair metal bands.
Yeah, well, you know, we can go. We can run with this. Why not?
She definitely looked the part, I must tell you.
Yeah.
She was...
What are they doing now? They're doing like
burnt.
A boy band thing or something?
No
Have
idea.
Have you heard that?
What?
No idea.
They're calling a man band. They're taking all these old boy band guys and...
Yes, I saw that commercial.
I guess similar to the rock band thing.
They're doing like... They're taking like four... Of the numbers, you know, the yeah. last guy.
Like the schmucks from...
Each,
from
yeah, from each of the big boy
not,
bands
Not even big. Like,
ago.
I don't, is there anyone from NSYNC? I don't
yes.
think there is.
That guy with the fucking stupid hair and the wacky goatee that always...
Joey the guy looked like he was
no,
like
no,
30?
No. Joey Fatone always... Yeah, the guy who looks older
show.
Than everybody else.
I don't know.
Joey Fatone's
oh,
actually
doing
that sing the spelling
he
bee he or singing that, bee yeah. or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The fat one. Yeah, the fat one.
I saw a minute of it and I was like, wow, this is complete shit.
It's the one no one remembers the name of. I can't remember exactly.
No one ever
yeah,
cared.
He's,
that's
him,
problem.
Like one from 98
Degrees. About J.C. Chavez or whatever?
No, his name's like Chris something.
I can't remember. Whatever.
Chris something.
Yeah, the gay ass with the dreads.
He sucked. Yeah, the guy with the dreads.
Is this on VH1?
Yeah, I think it's a VH1 or an MTV. Yeah. One of those fucking shit
What are they
shows.
Thinking?
I don't know.
Like, dude. What are they thinking?
Whatever they're thinking, they're getting ratings and fucking money.
Yeah, because of retards. Yes. Like, the show still sucks.
Did you see... What is it? Do you ever watch any of those shows?
Some of them catch my interest. I watched the Supergroup one. With
the last
Sebastian
one I really sat
stuff.
Down and watched was that Andrew Dice Clay one.
I watched that for a minute.
Train wreck.
It was on for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, what was that?
It was Dice is going to make a comeback.
Yeah.
And it shows him like on, you know, like doing the tours and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they show him at like the Stress Factory and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know all the places around the country and just like little things here and there, like interacting
like,
with his family. It's just terrible.
He's just a
funny.
Fucking
it
fat,
was like,
pale Jew yeah. mess.
The wow. Gene Simmons one, terrible.
Oh,
not interesting
jewels?
At all.
How annoying is it that his son has just as deep a voice as he does?
And just an ugly-ass face.
He's,
just he's
the ugliest he's, Jewish Jew I've ever seen.
It's like he's...
Hey, who's that Jew with the big tongue?
Oh, Gene Simmons?
Yeah, him.
Oh, my God.
His, no, no, his son.
Who's he been dating for, like, 25 years? What's her name?
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed,
oh,
right?
That one.
You think any of Shannon Tweed's hotness would actually rub off on his kids? No. Mm-hmm. They both look like two ugly kikes.
Oh. His daughter's
Whoa!
Not
there.
His daughter's not there.
Sorry.
Dropping a K-bomb.
I am Jewish.
Derek.
I know, 2.712 or whatever it is.
2.712.
Do you think we can get a call in from one of your coworkers?
No.
No.
Drink
Sorry.
Up. We don't want to call him from anybody.
Nope. We don't no. need any calls.
I don't want to talk to you.
Did we give the number out?
Gene, I don't want to talk no. to you. I don't want to talk to anyone.
If you don't know the number right now, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
917. Or a new listener.
Yeah. If you're a new listener, fuck you. We don't want
well,
you listening.
Wow. Talking about that, we just got a whole shitload of new listeners.
Talking
so.
About what?
I guess so, in Australia.
Yeah. We're
yeah.
Talking really? About that, let's just change the subject from what we were talking about originally, you
yeah.
fat piece of shit.
Fuck you. Like anything happened. Okay, what else have you watched in that fucking stupid show? Huh? Nothing. Quite then.
Anyway.
We're done.
Wow.
Round
so
one.
Fucking
over.
Bitter.
I know.
Ding,
yes.
ding,
what's your
ding.
Problem? You weren't here for the before show prep.
Round so
what
one.
I, what
yeah.
I missed? Like
you
the
fucking
first
missed
20
it.
Minutes?
You fucking tardy motherfucker.
I came in here. I came
tardy.
In, I came in here and we're talking about Steve number two's arms getting retattooed.
First of all, you're
which,
talking
over
everybody. No, as usual. Because that's what you do.
Derek,
dummy.
Please.
No one's talking
can we,
to you.
First of all,
what
stop
happened?
Just yelling at each other.
Sorry.
Can we show the tattoo on the cam?
Yep.
Yeah, please.
They're not going to really know.
Why is, why is it on me?
I don't know, because you're fucking handsome.
Because we need ratings.
That is true.
So this...
I can't hide what I've got.
There we go.
When my looks say yes, how can I
atrocity of... That is a real tattoo.
It's huge.
It's a fake arm, though.
Fucking big. you fucking wish it was a fake arm. Basically, it's... Yeah, that is a Juggalo tattoo.
Now, wait. Get him, like, fully standing up so they can really appreciate the size of this tattoo.
Steve, why don't
the
you
size
flat?
Of what?
Why don't you flex your fucking
tattoo.
Pimply arms for us, too?
So,
wow.
I mean, you can see where his arm is bending, for those of you in the chat.
More puking.
Basically, you had a tattoo right here. You didn't want it anymore.
What was it?
So whatever it was, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Old girlfriend or something. So basically, his idea was to turn that circle into a Running Man head, which is the logo for Insane Clown Posse.
Right.
Who?
But unfortunately, the tattoo ran all the way down to your elbow to fit his feet and his hatchet in. So now it's just a big black blob.
A blob of mess. Like
a lot of people ask me if it's just a black man.
Carrying an axe.
It's a Negro running with like a VCR in his hand.
You know, this is not going to be
good.
Yeah,
I got it after
Steve
Katrina.
Number two?
It's a baby picture of Vaughn with a Pop-Tart in his hand.
What?
Steve? Can you turn it this way? Let me see.
Anyway. My massive melon.
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, that is very
wolf?
Big.
It is huge.
It's gross.
Yeah, so...
Toucher says that's a cool tattoo. Do they make a man version of that?
Nice. That's why I'm getting it covered up.
Yeah, so you want to get it covered up, and our whole thing is there's nothing you can possibly do to that to cover it up.
He can get one big black bar. That's it, just from where
just
the head
starts down.
Just have
to do his entire...
Just tattoo his whole arm black.
Yeah, that's about it.
And give him the black face. Just fucking do the whole nine.
Just give him a new arm.
I'm just going to do whatever.
Oh!
It'd probably be cheaper to get a new arm.
It probably would be cheaper. Just cut it off. Just cut off my arm.
Mm-hmm. You probably should.
It would be.
And I told you to get it lasered.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to do.
But then because...
Rejected.
Ever. Well, because he's a cheap fuck. Mm-hmm. He'll spend $600 to get the whole damn arm tattooed black, but... He won't save the money up to actually get it done because he'll get this whole damn tribal thing that he's talking about, right? Ugh. It's up till his neck tribal, and then like in a couple years from now he's gonna be like, oh, this sucks. I want to get it covered.
But that looks cool.
Get it covered.
I could just pull a Rage Against the Machine and just fucking black out my whole arm.
That is true.
You're pretty close to doing that.
Yeah.
Well, you're also a black man.
What does the what is your tattoo? The Z with the question mark.
Nice.
What is
one?
That?
It's a Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Tattoo.
Who's
yes,
that?
It is.
It's a reference to a cartoon, to a comic book.
I like Vaughn's tattoo, and I don't even know what it is. But
yeah,
I,
I've always
oh,
been curious
well,
about
now,
that.
It's just,
a
reference to a comic book. I mean, Derek's read the comic. He kind of understands
I
it.
Wanted to get that tattoo, and then I saw...
me getting it.
He saw it on Vaughn's body, and he thought it was so repulsive he'd never do it again.
Wow.
Ouch.
A lot of people, anybody who's read the comic...
Just kidding.
And sees it on my arm, they understand, and they're like, oh, yeah, look at that, you know?
Yes.
It's a weird little reference. It's not...
One in like 750,000
well,
people.
Like so like 600-pound goth chicks are like, oh, that's awesome. What?
A friend of
mine.
How many
out
pounds?
Of 600.
Whoa.
Well, a friend of mine, she has all the little icons from the comics all tattooed all over. She has the two doughboys. She has
she must be hot.
The rabbit's head. Oh, you know, she has all the little characters. She has Squee tattooed on her. You know.
Yeah.
Like, she's into it that much.
Nice.
You know, I only got this. I'm not going to go.
So we all have pretty much stupid tattoos, except for Matt.
I have
no
tattoos.
I don't have a stupid tattoo.
Lauren is going to get
She's
a gonna
get
stupid
a
tattoo.
Yes, I am getting a tattoo.
Lauren, tell
Saturday.
Everybody what you're getting.
Wait, can I
guess?
Saturday. Can I guess?
No, guess. No, because you know what it
autograph.
Is.
I never even heard it.
All right, I know you know what it is. But anyway, I'm getting like a vine, like a tribal vine that's
okay.
going from my mid-back all the way around
Mine
my hip.
All right, pretty standard.
To the front of my hip.
That's nice.
Where there's going to be a heartogram.
Gay!
Oh, you're gay.
What are you, Bam Margera? What the fuck?
My tattoo's not that bad, is it?
What do you have?
What's
get
wrong
the little
with
short
you know what?
Hologram.
I like it better on a girl than I do a guy.
It's going to be no, but not only that, but from like where the heartogram is going to be on my hip, there's going to be more tribal going down towards like my lower abdomen.
You know he's
area.
Like
so
now,
it's a big tattoo for my first tattoo.
Okay, now
it's also
honestly,
a big mistake.
Yeah.
Honestly, do you want that on your body?
I do.
In 20 years?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. When you're all,
you're gonna like the band Him. In 20 years.
What? How are you going to ask me that? You have tattoos all over the place, don't you? How
yeah.
many tattoos do you have?
Three.
Do you have any after, like, of any of the bands that you adore?
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
And I adore Him, so then why would I regret it?
Because they suck.
Just
wow.
because you guys don't listen to them and you don't really respect them
what?
As a band.
What does the heartogram even mean?
It's like, it's a symbol to, like, it kind of merges, like, love and death. It's more or less, like,
Hearts and pentagrams combined become heartograms.
Well, pentagrams,
I understand,
pentagrams
are manly.
Combine yeah. the meanings.
Pentagrams
I
are manly and cool.
It's a little more combined than that.
Wow.
It looks
they are
like
fused.
So for a chick, I like the heartogram. For a dude, not so much.
No, I don't like it either. Dude, chick, whatever. That fucking symbol should be retarded. And it is.
It should be retarded.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You should be sterilized.
Heidi says, what tribe is that?
It's the ass bag tribe.
What about my tattoo?
It's the heroin chic tribe.
You have a tattoo? Where?
That's like the third time Carly has asked.
She's got
about
the devil
tattoo.
In the
I know.
And
she
no
keeps
one
talking.
Gives
she doesn't have headphones on, so she's talking over everyone while they're
and
talking.
And she's a drunk.
She
and
is
you're
a
drunk.
Fucking
I don't know how. In 20 minutes, you got fucking ass faced.
We did shots. We did a shot of whiskey.
We did shots of hillbilly fucking liquor.
Wow. Fucking moonshine.
Dewar's finest scotch whiskey.
All right, lady.
Wow, Chris says it's the jizz here tribe.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay. When I look at the heartogram, if you look at it, it really means love kikes. It really does. I heart Jews.
Oh my God, we're going to get kicked off this fucking...
Why?
Derek's why? Doing.
Have you listened to the other shows?
No, I haven't.
No, because you don't have a computer.
No, anyway.
We're pretty tame.
It's more of just like a romantic perspective on it. That's pretty much it.
No, it's the Swedish.
I'm not even making fun of it. It does look nice.
Hold on.
What did you say Swedish?
Hold on.
That's
they?
The third
Finland?
Time.
Whatever, they all suck.
They're Finland, you fat asshole.
You suck.
Get it right.
You suck.
Carly, what tattoos do you have?
Yeah, Carly, tell us, please.
I have...
So anyway.
Angel wings on one shoulder.
Right.
And a pitchfork on the other. It's
ooh.
The duality of human nature.
Ooh.
See? That's good.
Duality.
Right there.
Duality.
Smart.
Yeah. Ooh.
She got smarts. You
are you
married,
a Gemini?
You married smart.
We're not married.
Carly.
Carly wins. Duality.
Unlike heartograms all over the body, that's kind of good.
Blast me twice here, tribe.
Blah, blah.
Nice.
You know what? When I get it done, I'll show it on the webcam and we'll see what people think. I think it's going to look very
when
nice.
I get it done.
What is
it
would, the tribal would look nice if this were 1993.
No, 92. Even.
No, it's very nice. I drew it.
I didn't think people got tribal anymore. I thought that was like the big... Like, no, like...
That was, like, late 90s.
Yeah.
That, like, kind of, like,
beefed up. I thought that went out with the, like, the...
It's not
Limp
a matter.
Biscuit. What is it? The barbed wire around
yeah.
the
yeah.
Oh.
It's not a matter of me being trendy, though. It's something that I drew that I really like. Uh-huh. So, yes, Juan.
It's kitsch.
Wait, you drew it?
Yes, I did draw it.
It's kitsch now.
What are you, a Jew?
Yeah. What?
What is with all the Jew hating today?
That's a Jew word.
It's it a is. Kitsch, and it's like, it's campy now to fucking have.
What are you, mashugging out with those tribal tattoos?
Or it's really.
My man's Jewish. Boy. If you have a problem with that, you got to.
Or it's really, really trendy. It's either
you're not
or.
Jewish. You're like nope. Irish or something.
My man is.
Oh, I know. I saw the Hebrew Nationals
why don't
in
you
his fridge.
Sit out.
Wow.
Fucking filthy.
At least I go this.
Fucking good.
You mashugging a schmuck?
And I did see his great grandpa lampshade in the corner.
With the ID on it.
With the UPC on it.
I want you to be my grandfather, Herschel. Let me turn him on.
Let me turn him on.
He's really... he really lights up the room.
He did wow. He did the family proud.
Oh, wow. Vaughn just killed a joke. Different.
Nice.
Is that the IPC code? No.
Wow. How much you pay for this?
The
free?
ICP.
It's the ICP code.
What did I say?
Oh, I don't know.
IPC.
UPC. You combine UPC and ICP.
At work we have IPC.
You have ICC.
Here's my great IPC. Aunt Helen.
International product.
There you go.
Yeah, Brenda.
Not universal.
But see, having that tribal design attached to something
not,
else
on Mars
isn't so bad. It's not, I don't like, but yeah, when I see some like tool no. at work, he's like, you know, walking around shirtless, so he's barbed wire and like a tribe. It's just gay.
Tribal ain't bad when so you're going to do what I'm planning, which is just
which is covering up.
When you just get like a little fucking Bill Juberg thing,
so you
that's fucking gay.
Which so is, you want to get really like what's his name from Dust Till Dawn? We just watched it.
How about
George what? Clooney and from Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah, I like when it goes all the way around the chest, mm-hmm. a little in the nipple, around down to the fucking ass.
Why don't you just do Al Jolson and get the fucking big blank face, the big red lips, and wear a top hat and tails all fucking day?
You should just get a back piece of fucking Patrick from SpongeBob with your face on it.
Steve, are you
that
planning
would have
just
to be a back piece.
Getting like a full sleeve eventually? Yeah, is that what you're going
to do? My whole body, probably. Well,
sleeve.
My whole body.
Are you going to be the fucking lizard man?
Give me the puzzle guy. The Enigma.
Jigsaw.
Juggalo saw.
Grunge slob barrel ass.
Nice.
Grunge slob stretch mark.
Nice.
Oh, God. People get some awful tattoos.
It's true.
I don't hate my tattoo. I just don't like where it is and stuff. And
well, it is awkwardly placed.
Exactly.
It's yeah. huge.
But that was, you know.
What
that
was
wasn't,
it? What was the cover up?
You couldn't
again?
Help it. Exactly.
What did it cover up again?
What's
the picture of your mother taking a shit?
That doesn't happen.
What's the worst tattoo?
You have to eat to take a shit.
Wait, what?
What's the worst tattoo you guys have ever seen?
Ever seen?
I'm looking at it right now.
The one on Steve number two's right arm is possibly
one of
the worst I've ever seen.
Pretty bad.
The only one worse than that, there was a guy that used to wrestle for a company that I worked for who had a Bob Marley tattoo on his chest. It was a spot. It was a black spot with hair. That's all it was. It was about the size of a fist. It was the worst.
No, the worst is fat tits. Not Lauren. The other one. With that shark tattoo.
That is horrible.
You remember that? Yes. How bad that was?
Yeah.
I really hate. Actually, I see it more and more now. People get rosary beads tattooed like around their ankles.
Yep.
It's really ugly. And it's just.
And Howard of Grams is fucking fantastic.
Vaughn.
There's this
it's one. Not around my foot. No one's going to be seeing it. It's on my
head. I saw a guy with a Howard of Grams tattoo that was pretty gay.
Yeah, I saw him too.
Yeah, why did he get that tattoo? I don't remember.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe because he was trying to impress you?
Possibly.
I saw a guy that had the Tasmanian devil as a Grim Reaper.
Yes, I've seen those.
That's fucking gay.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
There was a guy that I saw. He was a manager at one of our old jobs.
Right.
Pizza establishment.
Uh-huh.
We've said pizza.
He had a SpongeBob tattoo.
Yep.
Who?
SpongeBob's awesome.
He was I know it is. You don't get him tattooed on your body.
Somebody had that we work with?
No, like it was afterwards.
Oh, okay.
But like I went there like one time and he was there and he was just this ratty, dirty, Kingsburg looking guy.
I seen his picture of, I would never get it. And I don't think anybody ever would, but it's fucking badass. Is a tattoo of Beavis, like with a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah,
which is fucking awesome.
No.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
I wouldn't get it, but no. It's fucking awesome.
How about people in the chat room? What's the worst they've seen?
What the fuck was that?
I was told to do that.
Someone just asking about like Lauren's boobs.
Chris. Why?
Oh, he told me to throw something at you.
Nice! Ball! Right in the head.
He's the boss! Have to do it!
Here, you want to do something good? Take this ball and hit her in the head with it.
And Toucher did say that the hologram could mean love to burn Jews.
It's true. That's true.
At least that's better than I love Jews.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Wait, hold on. They're
wait,
from...
Wait, wait, wait. Holly, you're not Jewish,
they're from Finland, right? They're from Finland.
Oops.
Who the...
Oh, whoops.
Yes, is she?
Finland.
Oh, is she?
Yes, they are from Finland.
So Finland?
And... Where were their says in the whole WW2?
Well, what?
What are you talking about?
What is going on?
I was talking about that new hit band, fucking Smashbox.
Damn, he moved.
Finland has nothing to do with World War II.
Well, they still suck.
I thought you said Smashing Pumpkins.
So what's going on in the news, guys?
Whatever. The Finnish suck.
What are the newsies got to report today, huh?
What
oh, man, I'm getting picked on.
I heard about the story in Thailand.
Oh, did you?
About
Barack Obama.
Thailand. About the cops that
drinking.
Like didn't obey the rules or showed up to work late or had parking problems. Like they parked in the wrong spot and they got tickets, like small misdemeanors. They ended up having to wear Hello Kitty armbands.
What? Okay, no big
deal. They had to wear them. And like they weren't on patrol with them, but they had to wear them at work. And this is what Thailand thought would distract them from being like unruly again.
So out of all the people I've ever seen with tattoos, the Yakuza are the only people I actually like. You ever see Japanese Yakuza, the Japanese gangsters?
They just get like wacky, weird shit.
But they fucking, they get all their tattoos, like, and they only get up to a certain point on their arms and neck.
Yeah.
Nice.
That went nowhere. And it's just bad. You ever see Yakuza with a shirt off?
No.
I'm not gay. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't cruise gay Japanese sites.
No, you asshole. They walk around with their shirts off because like, it's pride.
Yeah.
They freaking show off their tattoos. Even
oh, yeah, I know.
They don't... They, like, if cops are around, they kind of hide it because they don't want to be known.
They could be associated with what gang.
But they're
whatever,
just some
right?
scary motherfuckers, man.
Dude, they're Oriental. They have no feelings.
Unbelievable.
Awesome. Is it true? You ever see a Chinese man smile?
Never. No. Unless he's killing something.
Like a dog?
It's because if he smiles, his eyes will close completely.
Wow.
It's the truth. Have you ever seen...
Oh, a man's asleep and he's walking.
Oh, you're not Chinese, are you? Okay.
What are you doing?
Oh, what?
I'm just trying to cover all bases.
It keeps
here.
Whoops.
Hang on a second. I just want to point something out. I'm getting picked apart about
what
my tattoo here in the chat room.
Man. Yeah. Well,
so, Matt, this is for you. You think I shouldn't cover because you said that the tattoo is me. It's who I am. But everybody here fucking hates it, and that's probably
true.
Why I'm getting that's why I'm getting covered up.
Well, your tattoo that was there before was even worse, so I think it was
actually
better.
It was even better.
Well, actually, let me bring
more
something
manageable.
Up here, Steve. Don't you don't you think that your whole life you've grown up to be hated by the majority of people around you?
Yeah, but my whole life I always look forward to doing this.
Wow. You are a megamorphical.
That's the only time Holly's laughed this whole time is when you just farted.
Wow. She likes farting.
Megamorphical. What'd you say?
Megamorphical megadoofagus.
Chaos Chris, which is our boss, Chris, says to Lauren, your future tattoo is the worst tattoo I will ever see.
Tanya said, thank you.
I love this guy.
Uh-huh. I thought Steve's tattoo was an ink spot.
It is. It looks like someone shit on
Rorschach.
His leg.
Yeah. It's a Rorschach test.
Heidi said my tattoo was the worst. Even it's worse than Mike Tyson's around the eye.
Yeah.
Dude, even worse than Crush.
Because Mike Tyson will punch the shit out of you if you say something about his tattoo.
True. And rape your
mother. You'll just cower in the corner.
You would probably cower from Mike Tyson's punch out, just thinking about it.
Nice.
Actually, King Hippo just sitting next to you.
He won't even get past Soda Popinski.
No, definitely not.
You couldn't get past, what's his name, Joe Glass?
Glass Joe?
Glass Joe?
Joe. We're done for the
night. I was saying earlier that that model that fell with the wiggly feet.
Yeah, that's fucking
She reminds me of, I guess it was a Don Flamingo falls like that.
Yeah.
He goes,
Piston Honda does it a little bit less.
Kinda, yeah. He just twiddles his feet forward. But
Carly, why are you playing Star Wars while we're trying to do a show?
No, she's not playing Star Wars.
She always tries to send me stuff from Comcast.
Yeah.
And it always comes up Comcast front page.
Yeah.
Like, it won't link to the story.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit. Unless it, no, like if you're saying
that's a piece of shit.
No,
fuck Comcast.
What is she trying to do? Send you videos?
No, she's just trying to send a link to the thing that's coming up.
I was just trying to send a news story.
That's all. I got news stories.
They don't always come.
Carly has better ones.
Yeah,
I guess.
I guess.
I'm guessing.
The Hello Kitty thing's actually not a big deal. I've actually seen worse in Japan.
Yeah, like castrating and stuff.
You know, I'm still stuck on the tattoo thing. I really think it'll be
nice. It sucks. Move on.
I think it'll be nice. I don't know. I'll show.
We'll see it.
Do you want my honest opinion?
No.
I think it'll be lovely.
Yeah.
I think it'll be very nice.
I think it'll be very sweet.
Yeah. No, he's lying to you. Mm-hmm.
Are you being sincere?
He's a
Derek,
Jew.
Derek
they lie.
Can't be sincere.
Well, listen. First of all, I hate the heartogram. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it. Uh-huh. Second of all, I hate tribal. So you're coming into this.
Two strikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, but the placement of it and the way I drew it, that all factors in. You can't just really.
Oh, I do respect the fact that you drew it. That's good.
You going in without an appointment? You just coming?
No, I have an appointment.
You didn't let him.
Where am I going?
Fat Cat.
Fat Cat. Who you have? Nate?
The new one. No, not Nate. Chris.
Oh, you're going with her, Lauren? Carly, speaking into my headphone for some reason?
To see Chris Hess, my tattoo guy.
Hey, I'm going with. Oh.
Wow. So, anyway.
Where's the heartogram going to end up again?
On your ass cheek?
On my hip.
That's the only thing I can picture in my head.
I don't know. I like the placement of it because I've never seen anyone get it. Like
Bam Margera has a shitload of them on from his hip all the way up to his armpit.
That's this way. I'm talking about like completely around to my lower abdomen.
Whatever. So it looks like maybe
you have no idea.
A front wiper and you got a little shit right here.
Fucking see one wonky bastard fucking have 35 of them on his body constantly. Oh yeah, that's fucking great. I really want to get that done.
When you're gross.
I should get a tattoo. Whoa! I should get a tattoo on my sack just like brown shit stains because I'm a front wiper.
All right, I got a story. I got a story real quick.
Front wiper. Let's hear it.
So Saturday night, I come over to Derek's, right? Mm-hmm. I'm hanging out, drinking a little bit.
Didn't get cold.
Oh, you didn't? Whoops. No. We lost your number.
You just called me 10 minutes ago.
I found it again.
And we're going to lose again this weekend.
All right, so now we're hanging out, right? And then you had showed up, right?
Yeah,
you
eventually.
Matt showed up, right?
Big loving.
I got a new phone, so I got a picture capability now. I'm in the 21st century.
So I get
a picture message.
See
what this is. Oh, my God, it's the lower half of a man holding his erect penis.
Yes.
Apparently, it's supposed to be Peter Steele.
Not just any man.
It's supposed to be Peter Steele.
Oh, it was.
Oh, how do I know? I didn't see the head. It could have been you. Actually, no, it couldn't have been Derek because it was way too big. It could have been Vaughn. Could have been Matt. I don't know.
Could have been Steve number two.
So Matt and Derek had like, they had plotted this for like days.
Premeditated.
Yeah, this gay premeditation for days to try to show me another man's penis.
No, actually.
How gay are they?
I, while you were sitting there, went on my laptop. Found Peter Steele's penis, which actually was kind of hard to find, believe it or not. And then I took a picture on my laptop from my phone and sent it to you and waited.
I don't see how it's a healthy 10 inches.
It to you
I don't see how it's hard to find.
It was going
to
happen eventually.
Healthy.
Yeah. Is Gabba Rich in the chat room?
It doesn't matter.
You should let me have some of that meat.
There's no
Derek?
What?
Is Rich in the chat room?
Is Unbroken? Is
no,
Broken
Rich
Heart
is
Rich
working nights. Yeah.
That came out a lot worse than it was supposed to
what
be.
What did you just say?
Intending.
Give me some of that meat, he just said.
He just said, let me have some of that. I was implying that I can cut my legs off, my dick still wouldn't touch the floor.
Wow.
So I just need some of that extra meat he's got.
That's disgusting.
Your dick wouldn't touch your balls if you. It wouldn't matter, you fucking.
Heidi brings up a good point. What? Lauren, any plans to have any kids?
I guess not.
Ever in your life? You don't want kids ever. Good. You're just going to be a heartogram fool the rest of your life.
Thank God.
You're just going to be going to the bars and.
Not, why?
You're not going to get married, not going to have a family.
If I did have kids, then who cares? I can get it touched up, I'm sure. Get it touched up? Or redone, or a tummy tuck or something.
It's
going to
look like a spider web. Yeah. It's going to be.
You always get those things
redone. Lauren, you're going to have I-95 running right through the middle of the heart.
That's right. Every tattoo you get, you can always get it taken back.
Yeah, right.
How come every time I want to get a tattoo, people try to discourage me from doing
it? I'm not discouraging it.
I'm not at all.
But if you plan on having kids, you're not going to.
I'm discouraging you from getting that tattoo.
Just look at Steve, number two. And
if you wanted a pirate ship, I'd be like, cool.
Look at the wacky tattoos he's got on him. And this is just a whim of fancy where he's just picking up going,
anyway.
If you wanted to grow a thick mustache and get an anchor on your on your shoulder,
I'd love it.
On your bicep, I would say go for it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to the whole sending Peter Steele's penis via
yeah, my
text
friends are that
or
gay.
Whatever.
Or my what friends, do you mean? The only thing they think about is sending their other friends a man holding his penis.
I was going to say, Gabba Rich said, I think I told you this, that eventually he was going to come over here, take a picture of Peter Steele's penis, put it on a t-shirt, wear a coat, and then just open up the jacket in front of your face. So you had no choice.
Which
just
proves that I am the straightest man alive.
And Lauren, because
all my friends are
well,
that
when
guy.
You open your phone, you said, oh my God, I want to suck it. So I don't
I
know.
I did not.
What
wow, Carly, I did not.
If you haven't
you were
noticed,
here.
If you haven't noticed, the last time we saw his
he
penis on
not.
The screen, when we all went, when we all, when
who's
I
penis?
Looked away.
Peter
I
Steele.
Was here.
Oh, I'll finish someday. You ready?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
I was gonna say I was here. Steve did not say.
Carly, you gotta stop that.
Yeah, but you know where you were. You know where you were.
You can
is,
still
is,
hear everybody in the room speaking.
Anyway,
Vaughn, please continue, Vaughn.
Okay, hang on a second. I got a point here because what nobody realizes is Steve saved that fucking picture, and
no,
when he was driving
it.
Home, he fucking blew it all over his dash.
I erased it immediately.
Okay,
he dashed
what I was
home.
Saying. What I was saying. I remember when we got that. We found a picture of him, and we went, and everybody was blinded like it was the coming of the Messiah. His big old ding dong.
Wow,
for you sitting there drooling.
Oh, I was.
And then you're like, you think that's big? Wait till you see Ewan McGregor. And you fucking ran to the computer.
I had to find Ewan McGregor.
And feverishly look for Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it took me 2 minutes.
Feverishly. He's like sweating.
Yes. I was.
I got to find it.
You looked so hard for Ewan McGregor's penis.
He really did.
That you knocked us off the server.
Yep.
The show shut down.
You really did.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. That's no joke. I
are
even said
serious?
That. You said, oh, we lost
we're
the
like,
feed somehow.
Are
we're
you
just,
serious?
Oh, shit, we lost the feed. It was like, it was probably from Vaughn because he was on Google looking for.
Yeah. Downloading, like, gigantic pictures of Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
That was it.
He can't be that impressed.
He wasn't.
But. No, for a Scotsman, he's a.
For a Scotsman. Yeah.
You can write a letter about it and send it to mom.
Oh, shit.
Right.
I
home
guess you've
about
seen
it.
Your share of Scotsman peni.
I it's like, it's weird. It's like kind of burned in my mind. I don't care. I'll look at a guy's cock. I really don't give a shit.
Oh, but I don't care either.
I don't want to see Ewan McGregor. He's
unless
fucking
he's,
Obi-Wan.
Unless he's trying to put it in your mouth. That's the only time you
if you watch porn, you're looking at penises.
Well, then I'm not looking because my eyes are closed. I'm going, oh. No, I can't see penis then.
Can't see it.
You usually see balls right on your face. Wow. Like a Roman war helmet.
Chris says, I'd like to see that. I'm assuming he's talking about Ewan McGregor. Wow. Steve, are you in your phone right now looking for the picture?
He is.
Chris, no. Chris, I erased it immediately.
Sure you did.
Yeah, right.
I erased
you
it.
You didn't even know how to erase
his inbox.
It when you got it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Chris, if you really want to see it, I'll send you a couple.
Okay.
I think I have a couple.
Send you a couple in the movie.
Get a picture at all.
Wait. Oh, I thought Derek's
actually,
every time Derek stands up, we think he's going
to
fall.
If anybody really wants to see Ewan McGregor naked, you have to go see The Velvet Goldmine. That's
why?
A movie.
Stop.
That he's in.
Why? Why? Why are you doing
I'm just
this?
Saying.
I'd rather not. Thanks.
Oh, number two is trying to take over.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite.
He figured something out. Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good one.
This fucking monkey brain figured
out
how to use a
computer. Why did the ringleader leave his chair?
Derek,
to get
food.
When you were gone, Vaughn sat in your chair and fucked the computer.
I fucked it. I fucked it right in its mouth. Raw.
He was looking for a deep cock.
The bottom line is that my friends are so gay, they want me to see another guy's dick. That's all there is to it.
A raw
we just
dog
want you
phone.
To see how great it is.
It did look like a giant asparagus. I'm not going to lie.
Asparagus!
Barragus.
But it was white.
Barragus. All lumpy in the fucking front.
And it had that purple heads and shit, you know?
Like a like a baby's arm.
He has like 17 fucking piss
if
holes.
You use that fucking analogy one more time, Vaughn, I swear to God, I'm going to come over there and show you my baby's arm.
No.
Wow.
Oh. It was like a goon's arm holding an eggplant.
Wait, hold on.
Like. Mine does look like an eggplant.
You're going to have to lift your cut pretty high to show me that dick of yours.
Yeah, and I'll do it.
Fucking like a forklift to show me that dick.
He fucking pees on the back of his belly.
I really do.
Remember that, Derek?
What? No.
Remember lifting up, holding the gut under the chin? Remember that old joke?
How many days did it take you to find your dick? Really? Like, do you have to be in a big pond of water to really find it?
Let's talk about fucking Smashbox.
No, I thought it was Smash Comic. Smashing Comics.
Shut up,
Smashing Comics.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. So what do we got in the news?
We got this fucking Lego Man, which is just a quick little thing.
Yeah.
A giant smiling Lego man has been fished out of the sea in the Dutch resort of Zandvoort.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a fucking different planet.
Sanford?
Zandvoort!
It's Amsterdam. What do you expect? They're all fucked up.
Workers at a drink stall rescued a 2.5-meter tall model, which has a yellow head and a blue torso.
Duh.
That's pretty tall.
Yeah. I saw the Lego toy floating towards the beach in the direction of England. The toy was later placed in front of the drink stall.
Isn't that like 6 feet tall?
It's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah,
there's
a picture of it here.
Is it inflatable or is it like plastic?
Oh my God.
That is pretty fucking big.
That is big. And it says, no real than you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really want to know how it ended in
where
the ocean.
Where the fuck? It's probably some gay like English artist. Like, put Legos in the ocean. Lego men in the ocean with messages on
them. It looks like something that Lego created like for their like museums and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Because they create shit like that just for either like a sculpture for like shows or
look at these fucking Aryan boys.
You know what?
What are they doing?
They have
over
the blondest hair.
Oh, they are pretty.
Yeah, but the one boy's
and
wearing
this guy's
like a
got
fucking bikini.
Yeah, he's got a fucking banana hammock on.
He's got a bikini, but like fucking Tatanka's tight.
He's got a banana
Tatanka's
hammock.
Tatanka's
with
tight.
The fucking tassels on it. He's a little boy.
Tatanka's tight.
And this guy in the background is picking his ass on the beach.
Nice.
Watch the dog, sorry.
Yeah, those wires, that dog, yeah. that, yep. Nope. Anyway, so yeah, Steve, that is 8.2 feet tall. It's pretty ridiculous.
So is that inflatable or plastic?
No, that is like...
That's hard plastic.
That is like, seriously, that was made in China.
Yeah.
They used one of those...
Because it was in the ocean. It didn't corrode at all. I don't see any...
Regardless, I think it's
pretty
cool.
Unless they repainted it.
It's like one of those giant squids they find, like every once in a while.
Basically, yeah.
But plastic.
But a fucking humongous Lego guy.
sort of the same thing.
You know what it is? I figured it out.
It's a rare
that is inflatable, actually. That was in someone's front yard that lived in New Orleans when Katrina hit.
That was a good
wow.
one, Steve.
That would
flew into the water.
Actually, that's kind of funny.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Got knocked into the water and it flew to Amsterdam.
Fuck. I'm getting some bad pop-ups.
This show is on the heels. That's
what she said.
Pop-ups of what?
Uh-oh.
I don't know, but Derek's got some
vibrating. I left that on my crotch.
Holy shit.
Nice. Right. Peter Steele penis.
I don't know what this is. Tough guy firefighters forced into gay pride parade.
What? Ooh.
Steve, what are they doing to you?
File lawsuit
against
city.
Excuse me? Continue.
Who's
MySpace? Mm-hmm.
File lawsuit against city after enduring 3 hours of lewd remarks and gestures.
Nice.
Four firefighters are suing the city of San Diego.
Great.
For being forced by their superiors to attend the annual gay pride parade, where they endured a barrage of sexual taunts and lewd gestures.
What?
Awesome. San Diego's fire chief, Tracy Jarman, is an open lesbian. And there's a picture of her down here.
Gross.
Gross. It looks like a gym teacher if the gym teacher was a guy and old.
Wow.
That is a fucking...
With a gay, I eat puss mouth.
Yeah.
With Carly's alcohol breath breathing right on top of me here.
What is going on? I was just going to say San Diego means a whale's vagina, right?
Good one, Carly. She's an open lesbian who called the parade a fun event in which all employees are encouraged to participate.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened, Carly?
What's wrong,
I told you to put headphones on, you didn't.
Whoops.
But the firefighter said, unlike previous years, they were ordered into uniform to participate in the parade. In their fire truck.
Okay.
What
vroom,
is the,
vroom.
What is the...
What's so fucking wrong with that?
What's the...
What?
Please, what's Vaughn's MySpace?
They said the men were left with the choice of either violating their conscience or being disciplined for disobeying a direct order.
What?
So she made them do it.
That's bullshit.
Hang on, Derek. Right there it says there's statements that were made that they heard.
They should have just made her stop breathing.
Where's we'll have that? Steve right next to her shoulder.
Over say? The course of 3 hours, they heard statements such as, show me your hose, you could put out my fire, you're making me hot. She should be fucking flattered.
No, they were
no, to the guys.
So these guys were saying to
give me
guys.
Mouth to mouth. You look hungry, why don't you have a Twinkie from a man wearing a girth and mirth t-shirt.
Oh, shit.
And blow my hose.
Wow.
They refused to respond to the crowd. Some in the crowd turned hostile and started shouting, fuck you, firemen. And others began, quote, flipping them off.
You know what? Firemen are noble.
Fuck that. Firemen are fat bastards.
No, they're pretty noble.
You ever lived in this town long enough? They're a bunch of fat fucks in
they're
this
town.
They're
pretty noble.
Don't give two shits. Half the firemen in this town fucking start fires just so they can do things.
You know what? They're pretty noble.
In the city, they are pretty, you know, they got some respect.
Yeah, because this is San Diego. It's probably not the Middletown Volunteer Fire Department.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, it's probably real dudes.
It's pretty much probably the same as city.
Yep.
Yeah. It's San not Diego. Like crow weeds go on fire and they have to just spray them down.
This is like burning buildings and people dying. This isn't just like
and it's San Diego.
Prevent
a
fire from
gay
Mexicans
with fucking
when the fuck
hay
did you get
bales
on the
in
pulpit?
Their house.
What?
When did you get on the pulpit about firemen? What are you, a family full of firemen?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I support mailmen.
I do support mailmen.
The fire chief
lives,
bit
by dogs.
The fire chief
lives
3 houses.
You ever get bit by a dog,
me.
Motherfucker? No. Strength up.
I think I have.
I got bit in the ass once.
Oh,
well, where'd everyone go?
I don't know.
They went to the bathroom to smell perfume, I think.
Why do women do
are
that?
Are they in the bathroom together?
Yes. Yep.
Anyway.
Are they fucking licking box?
Uh-huh.
Fucking drunkard just ran out of here throwing shit. Are they licking box?
The toucher just took another shot at Vaughn. I'm not going to really read what it says here, but it says, thanks for your input. Your invaluable input, you obese flamer.
I love that you're from Australia.
I love
and you don't live
me and Matt. Me and Matt were cruising MySpace.
You were
night.
Cruising?
We were cruising MySpace, and we were looking at Vaughn's page.
You know what that means.
And the picture of you and your father, it says it's like looking into a mirror, and you couldn't look more opposite.
Nothing
I don't
like
understand
him.
Why you put that as a caption.
It doesn't even look like he's your father.
It's supposed to be funny, you moron.
Well, I mean, is it irony? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just
that you
curious.
Don't look alike at all?
No.
Okay. You look like neither of your parents.
Yeah. So?
Were you adopted?
Yeah, I was adopted and dropped on my head.
Yeah, he was adopted, but he's got the same testicle problem as his dad and his grandfather.
And his grandfather's grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was in her cooch.
Oh, fuck. Fucking yips. Fucking
nipsies
of his
Christine fucking tonight? Christine's not here.
She's probably at the whiskey, isn't she?
So we need some dude to show his tits
now. Dive comedy club.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Dude.
What?
What?
Dude, what?
What are we talking about?
So, all right,
we're talking about those guys who went to the fucking...
What, they were... Was somebody ordered to do it? It wasn't like
they were basically given direct orders to participate.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit then.
Wait a
Thank
minute.
You for joining the conversation, Vaughn.
All right. I know I'm still trying to figure out what the hell happened. What did they do? Did they do something?
No. Basically, she put up a thing saying that you're encouraged to participate, but she basically, the way they're saying it was, mm-hmm. she said, you guys better show up.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I want my men to show up and support and all this crap.
Yeah.
So they're basically like, do I not go because I don't want to go, or do I disobey my superior? So they went, and they got harassed by these flamers.
Of course.
If I can use the toucher's word.
All right, so basically they didn't do anything.
No, they didn't, like, beat him up or anything. Their whole thing was, like,
this
she,
wasn't
she
some
made
kind of
us
an apology
go.
Statement. This was just something that goes on in San Diego that this lesbian was like, you better be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they went, and now they're filing suit against her.
Good.
Right there, you're getting a good look at a fat dyke.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. I couldn't figure out from how it went at first, because I didn't know who was, like, yelling those things when they over the three-hour thing. I was like, were they saying
it?
It
was
like,
all
I didn't
the
really
queens.
Get it.
So all that's what they were saying to the firemen.
Shooting their flares and their streamers.
Okay.
Looking at her picture, though, all I have to say is Finkel is Einhorn.
Wow, yes.
So the drunkards have left. The drunkettes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is
God,
that?
God, okay. The fuck is going on?
Vaughn, I got an itch on my back. You want to grab that shit?
I want to hit you with my balls.
You want to hit me with your balls, you faggot?
Well, it's got a nice prong at the end. I can itch it off you.
All right. New story.
I think we're ready for a break, actually.
Yeah, no, that story okay. just it made me really angry.
Seriously, can we just talk a minute? What the fuck was going on with those two?
I have no idea.
Christ.
They're becoming very good friends.
Unfortunately,
and Matt
is very dangerous.
And the thing is, out of all of us, like, Carly won't go by Steve and steal his mic. but Matt's like willing, like, because she's sitting there with her hand right in
Matt
his face.
Matt also has a free mic.
It's and, true. And, well, so does Steve.
Yeah, but Matt,
it's more
Matt
awkward.
Doesn't have an explosive a-hole like
that. You're right.
He doesn't have a flatulation
I
problem.
I wouldn't have to sniff that.
So I wouldn't dig too, that wouldn't dig
Carly.
Too deep.
Yeah,
my only problem with what she was doing was that she was just grabbing a mic and talking.
Well, I was trying to hold it away from her until whoever was done talking.
But
she
would just lean into it
like,
and talk.
And I just
yeah.
She also is drunk.
And yeah. then I got mad at her because I'm trying to tell her you need headphones if you're going to talk.
And she didn't understand.
And she said, what?
I'm done with
and
you.
Then, fuck you guys.
And what the fuck's up with that?
Matt farted.
Oh my God.
I could
I mean, all honesty, that's the worst tattoo idea ever.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Oh, shit.
Let's just break it
down.
Is Holly
bad,
really
dude.
Jewish?
No.
Let's just.
Because I said, like, are you Jewish? And she just gave
she
me
didn't
this
say
look.
Anything.
She just gave me
and
this
then
look
Lauren
like
went,
related to Anne Frank.
I don't think she. I don't think she knows that she. I don't think she's, like, technically responsible.
Well, what? She's what does that mean?
She's not responsible for being.
I think she fucking hates our guts already.
I think you're just sidetracking. You're like she's trying to pay attention to what's going on, and
she's
with her asking you questions, just kind of sidetracking.
Yeah,
for trying to pay attention.
Well, the only
to all
time she cracked
shit.
A smile or even laughed a little was when I blasted
yeah,
one.
It really it's was. True. She's true. Like stone faced all the time. She was like, wah! She's like,
she's like,
because in between all this inane babble that we're doing, Steve just blows one and makes everybody giggle. Like
Holly, by the way, is Fawn's
main squeeze.
Wow!
The only reason that you guys said that was because Luna Vachon, was always called Bam Bam Bigelow's main squeeze.
Oh my God!
That's the only reason you guys said that.
No,
not allowed to talk about it.
That is very. That is very Luna Vachon. Very interesting.
Fags.
That's enough of that.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Places, everyone. Here's the Aristocrat, 732-917-0456. If you want to call that.
I'm going to pull out her fucking weave in a minute if she don't get off the scene.
Weave. You just cuddle together, that's all.
We just put our weaves together, that's all. Put your pants down.
Wow. Nice.
So we're going to White Castle tonight?
Oh, what? Whatever it is. Skirt, pants.
If you go to the chat room, you can see up Lauren's dress.
You nice. Could have a minute ago. Holy shit.
Or you I think just that button undid itself, Lord.
Is that a skirt underwear. Or is that like skirt shorts?
A skirt?
Is that a skirt or a skirt?
You're so gay. It's unbelievable.
Did that button undo itself?
Oh.
See,
we'll go
Matt,
for a hot
Matt,
tub.
No, it's a skirt, and
what?
I unbuttoned it myself.
Okay.
Matt makes these little jokes, but you know he wants her sister.
What about? Wow.
Who well, I did see at the mall wearing very tight pants.
I didn't even
those
know it was her.
So tight.
Steve
the pants are so
out.
Tight. Those tights, pants, tight, pants, tight, tight, tight pants.
Damn.
Tight pants.
I never said damn.
Now Steve
tight.
Now Steve wants it.
Steve actually saw my sister at the mall the other day and texted me and said, damn, her pants were tight.
Wow.
I was with him.
Tight.
I was with him.
He was there.
Were you?
Yes.
And were they tight?
Did you see her pants?
I was caring for his child while he was
to be honest, I seen her face and I was like, damn, she's young. Damn, she's young. Great.
Perfect for Matt.
And she's like, damn, I don't care. Perfect.
Nah.
How old is she?
14.
And how old was your wife when you met her?
16.
11.
His wife was freshly 16.
Matt, what are you 16. Trying to say?
What happened?
What are you trying to say?
Well, his wife was 16 when they got together.
By
okay,
wait,
but
on.
How old is he?
I was 20.
Okay, Matt's how old?
No, that's not the point.
He's a
you're
grandfather.
10 years, you're like 10 years plus older than
yeah.
her.
Yeah, grandpa.
And?
That's too much.
So what? She might
no,
like
no,
an older
I'm
man.
Just saying.
She might like an older young. Wrinkly set of balls.
Doubt it.
Wow, wrinkly.
Well, I don't know. What, do you iron them? What the fuck?
Yes.
I suppose I have a couple wrinkles in them, you know?
Couple.
What's with
couple wrinkles
mom?
And veins and, you know.
What's wrong
supposed
with
to have a big bulbous vein in the ball sack.
Where's the veins? Give me the veins.
Hey, I think
Steve but hang on
something.
A second. 16.
Where's the vein? Give me the vein.
16 and 20 sounds bad.
No, it's fine.
No,
not really,
it's
actually.
Not bad. It's not bad at all.
No,
but,
I don't
but,
see what's wrong with it at
I think
all.
It's pretty bad.
But 26 and 30 doesn't sound bad.
No.
That's like MTV.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
but,
26? No. I'm 27.
So and? That's great news.
I just turned 27 today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, today's Juan's birthday, by
great.
The way.
Oh,
that's
it is your
right.
birthday today?
Yeah,
oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you ugly fuck.
How much? I can. It does. I can tell you had a lot of.
We
kick
got
today,
no. But. We got to go to the bar after this. Fuck White Castle.
No, I'm going to bed.
Why?
Let's cut them in half and count the right. ring.
If,
Happy
if I'm around tomorrow night, we'll go to the bar.
That's right. Vaughn's a Leo.
He is. He's the lion.
Yesterday was my ex's birthday.
Fuck that bitch.
Dude, you're almost dead, bro.
Leo.
I'm like,
you could very well be half, if not more than half, dead.
Yeah. What's that mean?
He's probably a year or two away from dying the way he's going.
Yeah, the way I'm eating. Yeah. What am I, like, rotund? Is that what
you
that
don't
is?
Look fat, though.
Am I adipose? Is that what you're saying?
Adipose? At my heaviest, I was bigger than Vaughn.
Adipose.
Yeah. I had to have been.
Because
he doesn't look
big.
As bad as I no, felt. No, you had no neck.
You lied through your teeth, but you were pretty big.
You lied
like, dude, I'm like 230.
No, Vaughn
like 270, 280.
And I did do that.
Yeah. And everyone, you didn't fool anybody.
But I always thought I was.
I know. We're just like, 230, huh? There's no fucking way he's 230.
Derek, he's like, I'm 210. You're fucking like 350. Get the fuck out of here.
350.
No,
Vaughn. 210 in the morning.
Vaughn, what are you like?
You were like a good 30 pounds heavier than me, and you're like, dude, I'm skinnier than you. I was like 235, and you capped at like 260.
I had some long-haired, chubby friend of mine tell me that I did look smaller than you.
Wow. Long-haired, chubby friend.
Who likes 16-year-olds?
No, Steve. I'm not going to name names, but he was my 14 partner.
12-year-old.
Steve had no neck.
You really didn't.
Derek has no waist.
Yeah. Or muscle.
I don't.
Or muscle.
No, Vaughn's like a cool 250, right?
265.
Wow.
Same as me. God.
Yeah, but he's pretty tall, too, though.
No, he's not. He's shorter than me, and he weighs like
40
pounds
more. What are you,
6'2"?
6'2". Yeah.
No, you're not.
He's
an inch taller than me.
Stand back to back with me right
Vaughn,
now.
Vaughn, you're like 6'5".
Yeah, but why don't both of you take your shirt off, and we'll discuss who's grosser.
He is, without doubt.
Whoa.
Yo, you never take your shirt off. You're probably an ugly-ass bitch underneath
those things. No, discount my AIDS nipple. Discount
what?
My AIDS nipple.
That's the funniest
nipple.
Thing AIDS he's nipple. Ever said. It was the funniest thing he's ever said.
My little tiny skin tag that Steve calls an AIDS nipple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Discount have you ever seen that, it, Derek? And I'm not.
Yeah. I have one of those, too.
Can we put it on the webcam?
Where
no.
is it?
Hell no.
It's a giant skin tag. It looks like an AIDS nipple.
No, it's seriously that big.
It's a piece of
where is it?
From Kit
it's
Charlie.
On my it's side. It's like this little twisted piece of skin.
It's like a fucking, yeah. It's like a soggy frosted flake.
It's like a little pink, little pink fucking tumor.
Ew.
It's cute.
Tell you what, though.
It's cute.
It is kind
of
cool.
It's like a piece of veal he's been hiding since childhood. Yes.
The toucher says Vaughn's 27, but he has the legs of an 80-year-old woman.
Wow. Yeah. I'll agree with you there, old fucker.
And the balls of an 80-year-old
Vaughn
woman.
Vaughn has good legs because he's a mailman. He walks around all day.
Yeah, but they're veiny and fucking varicose.
They are.
Yeah, I know.
Like they're ready to pop.
And the last time I saw them, they were all scratched and bit up because you got fleas and shit.
Nice.
Ew. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Fucking, when I get like mosquito bites, I just itch the shit out of them.
Yep.
To the point like where this 4-year-old. Yeah, I'm like fucking retarded. I know.
He is a mailman, but he fucking delivers to McDonald's all the time. Delivers it right to his mouth.
I deliver to McDonald's every other day.
Here's a dollar. I want a cheeseburger.
That nice. Just says Vaughn 6'2" across, perhaps.
Wow.
No, I was just
who was that? Oh my
Toucher,
God.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Toucher.
I know. Who's on the chat? It's Tim and Chris, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And Chris is like helping everybody Dude. Up with like throw shit at her, hit her in the head, knock her out.
I don't know how we have the most improved numbers or whatever.
Yeah we got. Let's talk about it before we get
here comes Carly.
You know what though? I know why we have the most improved numbers. It's because we make fun of ourselves, but everybody that listens can relate.
We got
like, I got an AIDS nipple too. That's awesome.
Derek just got the ratings before we started. And we got a big ups. From
got
the,
some ups.
A little ups
from the
ups.
People who
some nips
who run this fine, yips. Who run this fine station.
Yeah. It was a nice little thing
because our numbers are up.
It was cute,
and we have no idea why.
I don't even understand the number.
Oh, I know why.
I was just reading them, and we're all like, oh
what?
No.
And we're still trying. We're looking at
she
it.
She makes
and we're
a
like,
good point.
We
she makes a couple of Lauren, broad Lauren, points. Lauren pointed to herself, and that's because for the first couple of weeks, she was like, I'm going to show my boobs next week. And
no.
then, you know, never did.
Just show your
always
boobs.
Like, oh, next week.
We got the camera. It's just Chris and Toucher. Just show them.
You're not maybe, missing out. Yeah.
And I'm not promoting maybe. That you do because I'm not like that. But everyone was
yeah, right.
Everyone was anticipating it.
You're the biggest tit freak I've ever met.
Anticipating.
Yeah, your wife is like all tit.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, what's that picture on your phone that you just showed me? Leave Lauren alone.
My daughter with a mustache?
Uh-huh, not that one.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Your daughter with a stitched ass?
You just smell like pure rum.
She does.
I just drank pure rum.
Pure armpit.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's worse than your farts.
It's like a fucking pirate talking into my mic.
Yar.
Yar.
Well, we got...
yup.
This be Carly talking.
She was looming over me for about 5 minutes with that. Yeah. I was getting drunk.
Yeah.
But yo, ho, ho, and a bottle is big as Peter's.
Remember what Chris was saying a couple weeks ago to us?
What?
Remember what Chris was saying to us a couple weeks ago that we were big in Australia?
Yeah.
We're big everywhere. Illusion. You're big in the universe.
We're big, yeah. I am part of the universe.
Oh, my God.
You're big in the space-time continuum.
Well, I can, now that we've seen the ratings, I kind of agree with them.
Wow.
Because, you know, we're at the perfect time for, like...
They do love us over there.
Countries where...
Wow, what are you laughing at?
See, Steve's laugh is like... It's like time release.
It's delayed.
Like, he'll start laughing, you don't notice it, and then he lets out that big...
in the universe. Like,
oh, okay.
There's a nerdy minutes. Scientist, like, I just discovered Vaughn.
This is like floating mass of fat.
It's planet
like,
X-137, oh also known as Vaughn, the largest planet in the universe.
Make that X-275.
You nerd.
Planet 62X-265, fat. Planet F-A-T.
With
one moon.
With numerous rings of stretch.
Fuck bag.
Gross. Huge.
But I have to, yeah, it was a good time.
Varicose vein lakes going over there.
That was my rings of Saturn.
Yeah. The Varicose River.
That's just your version of the Milky Way. Just bloody veins.
Dried up bloody veins.
Gross.
A tiny little crater around his crotch.
Anyway. Where my dick used to be.
Wow.
In his mouth is a black hole of fucking Big Macs.
I don't even it's eat a McDonald's, Mac-hole. Though, you fuckface.
McHole.
I don't even eat McDonald's.
Achem.
I ate that for the first
what
time in like
eat?
10 yeah. years this afternoon.
What's on your daily diet? Like, what do you eat for?
What do you mean?
How many calories?
All right, what'd you eat today? I have children. Well, what'd you eat today?
When you woke up today, when did you eat?
When did I eat? I ate it in like 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What was like, it? What? A ham sandwich.
Because
what?
I had
no
shit.
For breakfast.
No, usually what I do is I went with the Mama Cass diet when I woke up.
Shut up. Usually what I do is I get up in the morning and I have a bowl of cereal.
I slay a beast of burden and I eat it.
A bowl of cereal, oatmeal or something like that. And I usually like pack a lunch.
Yeah. An albatross. You know.
This morning I didn't have any time because my schedule got all fucked up because this week everybody's the
his
fucking
bowl of cereal is just diced ham. In a bowl with
it's
milk.
Fucking bouillon cubes.
And he doesn't even use milk. He uses chocolate milk.
Just uses syrup. Hershey's syrup.
But, like, I didn't have time to make, you know, I didn't have time to eat breakfast, so.
With little chunks of pineapple.
I didn't have time to roast a ham.
So I just, what I did was I just grabbed my lunch, and I was starving this morning when I was, so I ate my lunch.
So what did you eat for lunch?
A ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich again?
A ham sandwich and two bottles. Well, for lunch, I had McDonald's.
How many ham sandwiches did you have?
The toucher says he woke up with food in his mouth.
Oh, shit.
Well, I finished dinner when I woke up.
he woke up finishing all the fucking food stuck in his teeth.
I had a pork chop sitting on my chest waiting for me.
Nice.
And some corn.
Ah, come.
Actually, yeah, I had okay.
So
had
we got a bowl of cereal.
Usually what it is either bowl of cereal or like oatmeal.
Or a ham sandwich.
Well... If I don't eat, I eat my lunch early.
You know, Vaughn, oatmeal is dangerous territory being a mailman.
It is.
Because you'll have shit running down your leg at fucking noon.
Well, that's why when I go to the bathroom, it's like I'm shooting at a rocket launcher.
So are we at lunch yet, or was that like breakfast and then brunch?
That lunch was breakfast is usually and dessert. Whatever I pack.
Yeah.
It's either like a ham sandwich or turkey
or
sandwich.
Or fudge,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Fucking big brick of fudge.
Sometimes he packs fudge when he goes to work.
Yeah. His name is Steve.
Wow.
Ew.
Number and one. Then what else?
Like, and it's just, it's either that and like two sandwiches for lunch.
Two sandwiches?
What? They're just like, you know, fucking lunch meat. There's not really in them.
Okay.
It's just ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich, whatever.
I just eat antimatter for lunch. It's pretty good.
I eat planets.
Wow!
Yes! Go on, Vaughn. Go on.
And then dinner's whatever.
Wow.
And then dinner's whatever, whatever's made.
Whatever mom makes.
What was tonight?
Chicken cutlet.
Delicious. Can I have some?
And you should have called me earlier. I would have brought you a fucking plate. We have
veal cutlet.
I was actually thinking about it.
Delicious.
I was actually. We're sitting there eating it, and
oh, son of a bitch!
What's the matter?
I don't smell anything ever. Fuck!
It smells like your balls farting.
So wait, your mom made the chicken cutlet?
Yeah.
Does she crush? Is she one of those ones that makes them real thin?
No.
Okay.
She keeps it.
I hate the real thin ones.
I was actually as we were eating them, I'm like, I should have pushed for veal, like motherfucker.
Fun. Do you remember that chicken I ate the other day?
Yeah, that thin piece of shit yeah. you ate? Was that even chicken, or was that like fake chicken?
No, it was Purdue chicken. It was fantastic, but nice. Apparently I was still hungry.
Dude, that chicken she was eating a couple days ago, what was that, on Thursday when we were here?
Yeah.
It looked like my dick when it's flaccid. It was
that's the smallest chicken I've ever heard.
So it looked like angel hair pasta.
I didn't know we had chicken nuggets. Why didn't you give me any? Anyway. You ever get a chicken nugget and it's got that little vein in it?
It looked
Vaughn's balls.
I will never eat chicken nuggets again.
Came from a family member of mine.
Vaughn's flaccid penis.
Why?
Why did you compare the chicken that Carly was eating? Why did you do that?
Headphones on, you mutants.
Yeah, you just ruined food.
Yeah.
He has a 30-foot sub. Folds it a couple of times and pounds it in.
No, that's not nice.
How many chickens go into each cutlet?
30.
See, the thing is now with Vaughn, you can basically have the Vaughn diet where Vaughn just compares all food to his flaccid penis.
Yeah.
And no one will ever eat anything again.
No.
That's perfect.
I'm like the, Jack LaLanne of the
I am one of those guys, though, when I get up, I can have, like, a sandwich in the morning.
Me too.
People think that's disgusting, some of them.
I don't think it's gross, but I can't do that.
I can wake up and have, like, a steak.
Yep.
Pork and cheese sandwich.
Steak and eggs is nice.
Not even steak and eggs. Like that's like a kind of a way to be like, I want a steak, but I'm gonna make it breakfast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like I can wake up and have like a barbecue chicken sandwich. Yep.
Or like
first thing at like 7 in the morning.
I can eat pizza in the morning if I really want. Yeah. If I had pizza left over in the fridge.
Cold pizza?
I just fucking put it back in the oven. Fucking hook it up real quick. Beautiful.
See, I usually have about 4 eggs, various versions, depending on my day.
Versions of eggs? How the fuck do you have various versions of eggs?
Virgins of eggs.
There's a lot of ways to have them.
Yeah.
Benedict, an omelet. Oh, okay. I thought you meant like
looking at me.
Scrambled.
Exactly.
I thought you meant like pterodactyl.
What's the hard-boiled? Like the heaviest thing that you guys have eaten for breakfast? Because I know you've eaten White Castle before.
Potato chips and ice cream.
The competition or whatever.
The heaviest thing?
Yeah. Pork chops. The worst thing that you probably eat for breakfast.
All right. How about waking up in the early afternoon and just eating a burger because there's one on the stove waiting for me?
No, well, that's different. You wake up at like 1, 2 in the afternoon.
But your body still is acting like 3, you 4 in the morning.
Believe me.
We'll talk about normal people, though, so Matt's excluded here. The worst?
What's the difference?
The heaviest thing like, isn't just like a lot
of
weight?
The worst thing for you for breakfast.
I have woken up and have eaten ice cream.
I was just going to say that. I woke up and had a bunch of cookie dough ice cream because there's nothing else to eat.
I think cold pizza.
Delicious.
Ice cream's worse.
I had chicken wings and pizza yesterday when I woke up.
The heaviest thing.
But again, you're waking up at dinner time.
I am waking up, but I'm still, like, my body's still functioning. Like, you just got up. You should be eating something with, like, fiber in it or something. No, I'm just going in and grabbing fucking
I never burgers. Understood the whole, like, you know, you got to eat certain things in the morning. And so the
well,
people,
it does.
Like,
it optimizes your metabolism.
Yeah. Whatever. No, if I whatever. Wake up.
Dude, whatever. Wake it doesn't. Up, fuck that. It doesn't do that. My metabolism's never worked right.
Derek traded in his metabolism years
I
ago.
Did. For fucking
White Castle.
For a cool beard.
Basically.
For mutton chops.
For fucking energy layered fucking assault armor. An SWG.
The heaviest thing I've eaten.
Yeah, I'll get fatter, whatever.
Was pork chops and mushroom gravy with white rice.
Mm-hmm.
Like at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
And
with
a
that.
Thermos full of warm cum.
The thermos. Oh
my God.
I didn't even drink it. I just massaged it into my
You know
scalp.
What? I'm never going to eat cum again.
That's
what?
Disgusting.
Wait. Hold on. Let's remind everybody that every time Steve comes over, the first thing he says out of his big, fat, retarded mouth is, Vaughn, I'm going to back you up. Yeah. Vaughn, I'm going to back,
actually didn't
I'm gonna
that
back you up.
I wasn't even directing
He did that.
People.
No, he did, actually.
Oh, did he? Yep. I didn't hear it.
Did I direct
you
the
outside. You were outside, but he did say that.
I don't agree with him saying that.
I can't do it. I try. I leave here saying, damn. Because I fucking want to.
And you know why? You know why? Because Steve is so used to having Steve and Matt sit there and berate him constantly that he's like, who? Let me see another guy who's...
No, we went over this. We went over this. We went over this. It's just
hey, Matt.
Who shows
they
up
both
first.
Would come over my house all the time, constantly. I think we probably spent maybe 75% of the time that we hung out at my house and then divide the other 25% at your houses. So whoever got to my house first was the good friend. And then after that, the second one was just walking into like a barrage of insults we had prepped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than the show, actually.
Basically, yeah.
Hey, Matt, do you know what a metamorphical megadoofacus is?
Nope.
Because I do. But
not
Steve
surprised.
Yep. Anyway.
Thanks for running with that joke, you fat, hairy piece of shit.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Anyway.
What is it, Steve? Tell me.
Not you.
I'm glad.
Oh, they just throw random.
My favorite story
ever
was when you were going to whose house did you go to for the Nitro party?
Oh God!
Oh, now this was Steve thing.
There was many a Nitro parties.
Well, the one in particular
that I think you might have enjoyed the most is
what year was it?
97? I think it was the one when you fucking 98? Walked home.
Yeah,
because me and Steve fucking made posters for like Sting and fucking NWO,
Dusty 450.
And Matt got so pissed. Oh, because we were doing like Terminator fucking quotes and using like Sting, like killing fucking Undertaker.
But didn't he just walk in and then walk out?
He walked into it, was like, fuck this. And fucking left. But we actually talked him into coming back. He did come back.
I don't remember him coming back.
I don't think I came back.
I don't think he did.
You came back because I was like, sorry, Matt, you know, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
Steve, I didn't mean to have a picture of the Terminator killing the Undertaker.
But the best Nitro parties were always at Mike's house.
Oh, God.
True. Fucking pizza galore.
Pepperonis, Steve, cheese,
sweat monster
soda.
Mike's house.
Yeah. What is sweat
one time,
Mike,
one time, I don't know who it was drinking some
sweat
kind of
monster.
I did not say that.
Somebody was drinking some kind of soda, you know? And Steve was like, Steve's like.
It was orange soda.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, ooh, what are you drinking? It was orange soda. He just dumped
it
all over
what do you
Mike's
got
rug.
In here?
Brand new white rug.
He said, what do you got in here? And he leaned it. It was like filled to the brim. So he leaned it over and just orange soda all over the white carpet.
And I think
brand
it was a
new.
Glass.
So brand
I was like,
new.
You couldn't tell.
It was a transparent glass.
But we had
what do you got in here?
We had pizza galore there.
Constantly. Every time I would go over Webmaster Mike's house, his mother would say, what do you guys want to eat? Or Romeo's would be on its way. It would be en route as I was going to his
you
house.
You didn't have a choice. You had to eat
but
pizza.
But then we would go to like
Baked
Matt's
ziti
house.
And full pizzas. A plethora of pizzas coming to the house and baked ziti.
We had to torture Matt to give us food.
What?
Everything
was his sister's.
The
not
car
his.
Battery hooked
that
up
is
to
the
his nipples.
Biggest bullshit lie.
His sister was too. Like that's,
no,
that's
Matt
her.
Would give us just about anything, but he would have to. He would sigh and be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, because we were just basically feeding you. That's it. Because he didn't have food at his house that he could eat.
He had to eat with his cats.
Yeah. He would come over. He'd
I
be
had
like,
food in my house, but I seen what it was doing to my obese family.
That is true.
But anyway. Okay.
And plus, he not only that, he's eating my food. So he would come
my
over.
My Hot Pockets.
There would be Hot Pockets. There would be pork roll. He'd be like, y'all, can I make pork roll and cheese? Y'all, can I make a bowl of cereal?
Where's divorce?
That bowl of cereal would turn into three bowls of cereal.
Never.
Yes.
Where's divorce?
No, yeah, there's not a lot left Where's in this divorce? Box. There's like a quarter of a box left of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Steve? Yeah, but what about what Steve would do with the iced tea?
No, that doesn't mean shit. Steve is so retarded and uncultured, he thought hors d'oeuvres were pronounced hors divorce.
All right, that's enough.
Who cares?
Hors divorce!
Who cares?
That's funny.
So I poured 45 sugars into an iced tea.
What?
Oh,
wow. Derek, okay. He's sitting there. He's doing
no,
his
no,
scoops.
No. Seriously. Okay. Seriously.
Seriously.
All kidding aside.
Ding dong, go. Ding
all kidding dong. Aside, Derek, if you were to make yourself a glass of iced tea, just, you know, you don't feel like making a full pitcher of it. Mm-hmm. I need a glass of iced tea right
this
now.
This is bullshit.
Okay?
Not bullshit.
Normal size glass. Like, it's like 12 ounce.
Yeah.
How many scoops of that, you know, that...
Yeah,
you know, that's,
the pre-made, like, iced tea powder.
How many scoops would you put?
Let's just say in an 8-ounce glass.
Like this. Like a glass like this.
All right. I would probably just do one.
I would go 1.5, 2.
1.5, 2.
I would do one, test it out, and if I needed to be a little sweeter, I'd put...
Yeah, exactly.
You just
exactly.
But I would imagine one would be, like, standard iced tea.
Yeah. Well, for an 8-ounce glass, I think one would be considered the standard.
So I think I like it a little sweeter, so maybe 1.5.
Okay.
Maybe 2. 2 might be pushing it.
All right. Steve,
4?
I guess 4,
Steve
maybe?
Number 1 would get it to the point where it was difficult to stir.
He would.
Like
he really would.
Ice mud.
It was like almost pink.
Like quicksand?
It was orange. There was so much. There
I ain't got to lie.
I am surprised
you
his
ain't
teeth.
Got to lie.
I'm surprised his teeth aren't gone. Out
like
of his
you
mouth.
Could put a G.I. Joe in it and it would slowly go like quicksand right
into
it.
Oh, yeah.
It would
the
just stand
full container,
on top.
What, like a gallon, maybe a little more than a gallon that container was, that little yellow thing that I had?
Yeah, something like
that. Okay.
Like
he would put 12 scoops in it.
No, he wouldn't.
I would do 8.
Like 12 scoops would be, let's just say 12 scoops was normal. He would get up to about 9, and
then
he'd
keep
saying
on counting
9. He would be like, 9, 9. And then
that's
when you
not a joke.
Then when you come out to question him, he'd be like, 10, you know? And then like when you leave, he'd be like, 10. Until it was like too thick to even
Wow.
Why would I have to lie to you?
He basically would just pour water into the container.
Well, you were making a pitcher for all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I would drink it out, and my eyes would pop out of my head. Because you were just pure sugar.
I would just start jerking off because I was so fucking hyper.
I got a boner as soon as I took a sip.
Whoa!
You start jerking off because you just discovered your dad's porn collection.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's the only reason you wanted to come over to my house was to watch Next Door Neighbors Volume 40.
Pretty much, and yep. I have it to this day. I own it.
Unbelievable.
Now. Unbelievable. That's all my house was good for was my dad's porn. No, I had jack shit there.
Jenny or Carmen?
Neither.
No, you had your hot sister, and you had
yeah, who you
nachos.
Got who you got crabs from.
Wow.
We cleared that up. I'm good.
I haven't had a breakout in a while.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You had video games, and you had nachos.
You had Toe Jam and Earl, and you had nachos.
General Chaos. Hello.
General Chaos.
Yeah. Which your brother sold for coke.
It's true.
He did.
That was drug collateral.
That was drug collateral. Yes, it was. Yo, man, I can't pay for this 8-ball. How about a video game? All right, fine.
I'll get you the money, man. Just keep the General Chaos.
It was like the greatest game ever.
It was a lot of fun.
And then going to Steve's house was just awesome to do whatever the fuck you wanted.
My house was whatever because my mother was either sleeping or out.
If you wanted to smoke cigarettes or weed or crack, you could just go there, sit on the couch, and light
and
the fuck up.
Yep.
Because his dad constantly works.
Constantly.
So you didn't have to feel have to feel uncomfortable about another man in the house and stuff, you know?
Yeah. His dad worked 25 hours a day.
At
pretty
least.
Much.
At least.
8 days a week.
My house was pretty cool.
Yeah, your parents are cool.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Your house is awesome. Mm-hmm. But we had absolute free reign at Steve's, though.
Yeah. I didn't have that free range, but my house was fun. I guess we kind of, not for drugs and shit, but like when my parents were gone, we would
Your parents
have
were never home, like for maybe 10% of the time that I've been inside
the
your house.
The one time
have your parents
I
actually
met
been
your
there.
Parents was the last time I was ever in the house.
That was so awkward.
That
I
was
hanging
on
out
purpose.
With Vaughn. He was wearing his big black trench coat and whatever.
God.
And this is back, I mean, he was even weirder back then.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, his
possible?
Hair was
get
like,
out.
He had fucking eraser head hair. He was just,
get out.
And he was just like
keychain.
A weird, just a weird dude.
Mad scientist.
And he comes over and I'm just like, I'm so awkward with him because he's awkward. I'm just like, so are you hungry? He's like, I guess so. I'm like, I got Hot Pockets. Like, all right.
So he makes me a hot pocket.
Yeah, so I make him a hot pocket in the microwave in the little sleeve or whatever.
Uh-huh. The and little it, crisping sleeve, yeah.
Yeah, and my mother comes home. I'm like, this is Vaughn. He's like, hey, how you doing? She's like, oh, hi. And he starts eating the hot.
Like that?
Yeah. He starts eating the Hot Pocket, and it's like boiling hot cheese inside. So he starts to go and like throwing stuff around.
I started wigging out.
My mother's like, he's a weird boy.
And he goes, why? We weren't having sex.
At least it wasn't a girlfriend.
You know, about your parents, Derek, how much do they hate me now?
They don't hate you at all. Why would they hate you?
Because you owe them like $500.
Steve, I don't owe them nothing.
Wow.
Steve,
no, you owe me money.
Because before I...
Wow. What?
Before I even moved there, I gave his mom...
Enough. That's still inside.
Steve.
I gave his mother last month's rent, and I was only there 1 month.
Steve, after that one little meeting... The next day in school, he comes up and goes, dude, you're not allowed in my house.
Wow.
Ever again.
And I'm like,
my mom hates you.
I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. My mom said never again.
She's
never
like,
let him in.
Really?
House.
Is this true?
She thought he was a complete psychopath.
Well, he is.
He was just like, hey, how you doing? And then he puts a hot pocket in his mouth and starts going.
Fucking like, steaming hot.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's like burning him. He didn't know what to do. He's some weird little woodland creature. Just like.
Later, he's like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, you didn't tell me it was hot.
That's a hot pocket.
Hot pocket.
I didn't understand.
It's
I
a cold pocket. What
it's
are you talking about?
A searing pocket.
I didn't eat many of those when I was a child.
Go ahead, Carly.
I didn't meet Vaughn until like 2 years into our relationship.
No, there's
that
a reason.
Because of that?
Yeah. Now, Vaughn kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. I don't know how that's possible.
My earth.
Well, because Derek was like, yeah, see you later. I'll talk to you
just,
you know what? I found better friends, Vaughn.
Yeah, I started hanging out with you fat losers.
Wow. Fat fucks.
And then I hook up with some of my old fat loser friends, and I put them together, and we make a radio
Remember
show.
Remember when you first started talking to Matt at the lunch table and shit, and I got up and left because I thought you hated me?
That's right.
Yeah.
I changed my lunch table.
That's right.
Self-conscious.
That's right.
I didn't say a word one to you my entire life.
That's why
like,
I think you hated me. That's why I thought you hated me.
Well, no, Steve didn't like you because he saw you powerbombing kids in the hallway.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. I got to be honest with you. I have no memory.
All right. This is what happened.
That was true for
me.
We did
backyard wrestling from like 94 to 97.
Who did?
2007.
And then 97, we went to a wrestling school.
How about 99?
Well, no. Hold on. Calm down. The story's going somewhere.
I'm not excited.
The story's going somewhere. And basically, Steve number two found out that Derek was going to come over and use our little makeshift ring and then eventually maybe go to wrestling school with us. So Steve number two didn't want him to come there because he found out that Derek was powerbombing kids in the hallway at school.
Lauren is.
I never saw
you.
It. I never saw it.
I heard this before.
I saw him attack some kid in like the middle of the hallway and start punching him and stuff.
What?
Like fake wrestling punches.
I thought Derek. Wait, didn't somebody like attack you once?
I gave a certain kid a razor's edge in the hallway.
Yeah, yes.
Matt, what was my exact quote?
And he was fucking fine, but I was, of course, quote dangerous.
Yes, that's what I said.
Is that what was my quote? I remember that now.
Yes,
what was my quote?
Dangerous.
There you go. That was my quote.
What?
That kid's dangerous.
That kid's dangerous. We can't have him over.
And actually what happened was he came over and wrestled, and Matt ended up hurting him very badly.
Yeah.
Well,
in fact, Matt was a dangerous one.
Well,
I saw it on tape.
Hey, can I just bring up this thing?
Chair? I don't think so.
Well, Matt's telling this lovely story that I've never heard before. Mm-hmm. Lauren is giving the biggest fucking yawn I've ever seen a woman give.
I was tired. I'm drinking. I'm tired.
It's understandable. It's hard for her.
Not interested.
Sorry, I was just looking over. And
it's hard for
her.
I only
do that when you talk.
She yawned like a tiger yawns.
Derek, do you remember what broke the ice, though?
I do.
I actually remember that.
Farting? No, probably a fart.
Shitting?
The Cartman imitation.
Queefing.
Do it, Derek.
Derek, do it.
Dude, I wouldn't
please,
let up on
Derek,
it. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Wow, nobody can do Cartman.
I can't do it now.
Yeah, well, regardless, that's what broke it. Because then I would just constantly say, hey, Derek, do it again. Hey, that's pretty funny. You want to wrestle with us?
Do the voice. You can be Cartman.
That's going to be your character. Great.
I think I was probably more mad that I lost characters in our little backyard wrestling.
We need to just stop. This is so it's too inside. We need to stop.
Wow.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Not like last Tuesday show where you got drunk and gave out each other's addresses, you assholes.
Yeah, true.
You can't wait till that show goes
you mean
up.
Steven?
Those backyard wrestling videos, though, superb, by the way. I've seen
they are
some
great.
Of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They are great.
Excellent.
But
they
are in gold. Certain companies, rather embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your wife?
I could see that.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck that.
No, she loves it.
She loves that
bitch.
She, as much as she hates it, she'll sit there and watch it.
It's true.
And she'll like critique
why,
it or say
why the fuck
about
are you
it.
Doing that? Why? Well, you're gay.
Yeah. But one of Steve's relatives would be like, she thinks we have a problem because we watch them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was happy back then. Of course I'm going to watch
true.
It. Like, that was an enjoyable part of my life.
I don't want to be happy anymore.
Yeah. Well, my life sucks now. I hate myself. Like, of course I want to watch it like when I was happy, you know?
So yeah,
that's kind of sad.
It's kind of personal.
Okay,
kind of personal.
So what do we got in the news about O.J. Simpson?
I'm gonna have Courtney Love shoot me now.
Relatives of murder victim Ron Goldman won a court order Tuesday seizing any money O.J. Simpson earns for lending his name and likeness to a football video game, which a fictional team called the Assassins, and a knife wielding mascot.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The legal victory was part of an effort by Goldman's estate to satisfy a $33.5 million judgment won against Simpson in the wrongful death suit brought against him in the 1994 stabbings, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
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 Last week, Goldman's estate, led by his father Fred Goldman, secured the right to Simpson's aborted book, If I Did It. Containing his hypothetical first-person account of the murders after a long leave of fame.
How do you think it would have been if Hitler was still alive and released a book if I had the Holocaust?
The game was...
if I directed the Holocaust.
The game is published by Take-Two Interactive Studios,
really?
The company behind such controversial games as...
You guys hyped it up too much. I lost it.
You're a faggot.
Damn it.
It's brewing.
Grand Theft Auto, Manhunt 2, blah, blah, blah. All pro football, which features the likeness of 240 retired National Football League players, includes Simpson, who game users can assign to a fictional team with preset names. One of them is the Assassins.
Why? That is ridiculous that it's the Assassins.
Mm. They're basically saying that the Assassins and the knife-wielding mascot is not specifically associated with O.J. Simpson, and the game does not promote any such connection.
The only reason they can do that is because they didn't use the original name for the team, the Acquitted Murderers.
Nice.
You know what? I think the Gold Mans are taking it a little far. truthfully, he did murder them, their son, in cold blood.
Yep.
But I think they're going a little far with it. Like, they need to just relax.
Well, as long as he doesn't come like there with like a sickle, like as he's walking in, that'd be awesome. Like a fucking machete and a head.
He's definitely very guilty.
True.
He killed that bitch in cold blood.
Of course he did.
And not even allegedly. We know.
It's not even an argument.
I can't wait till this book comes out. We should just read excerpts from it for like the next 10 months.
He probably says, is it coming out?
Yeah, supposedly it's going to come out.
Is it now? Finally?
Under the the Goldmans are going to allow to release it. It's probably going to come out in a couple months.
Very interesting.
But what I remember, I think we already talked about this, but I remember him having like this weird like third-party character, like this imaginary friend telling him to do it as he's standing there confronting them.
But wow. he said he wouldn't use a knife. He's going to use a GE gas oven to kill the Goldmans.
And he ran before his Hertz rental car.
He's going to use a Gestapo.
And the girls leave. Let's talk
and
about it.
And see you later.
And now
Mike's
talk
off.
About him.
Dude, what the
Mike's
fuck?
Off.
Carly's like fucking just talking and talking.
She's
while we're
drunk. She really she's very drunk.
Drunk. Yep. I can't wait to hear
she's
this.
Nonstop.
I can't wait for tonight.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
When you guys leave, and she starts crying.
And Vaughn, what's up with Holly?
What do you mean?
Who?
Like, what's up with Holly?
She's a girl, dude. What do you want?
What's up with her?
What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean?
You hit that or what?
Nothing.
You get a piece of that ass?
Wow.
You slap around her nips? Did you fucking lick her fucking nip? Did you poke it somewhere?
Did you fucking tug on her clit?
Did you have sex with her?
No.
Ooh, shut up.
Did you have
shut
sex
up.
With her hand?
Oh.
Did you dip your spoon into the pudding?
Did you squash her head and cum on her face?
Wow. Christine says, congrats on the 70% growth this quarter, even if it was just Vaughn's gut.
Nice!
Nice, Christine.
Christine is back, finally. We were wondering where you were.
You drunken bitch. What are you fucking saying?
And where are the boobies?
And then she put a wink and a heart.
Where are the boobies be?
Are they in a jar hidden under her bed? For the tit fairy.
I'm the tit fairy, dude.
The tit fairy.
I'm the tit and nipple fairy.
Wait, what was the original line for that?
Your wife needs you. Go home.
70%?
And the occasional lactate
fairy. That's how good it was?
What's the original line for that?
Nice. I love it.
Well, 70% of nothing is still
in
nothing.
A jar.
Dude, whatever.
Yeah. So we have one listener. Now we have
seven. Three. That's 70%.
We have like five listeners in Australia. Doesn't make us big.
Actually, we have a lot of listeners in Australia,
apparently.
Which is that's shocking to me.
Yeah, that really is. I'm not even conscious of the fact that Australia has like electricity.
One human, six kangaroos.
I didn't even know there were that
30
many.
Gators.
I didn't even know there were that many people in Australia.
Is Toucher in the chat tonight, right?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
He's been lambasting
Toucher, what
all
do you
night.
Think of those weird grasshopper things? What are they called? Weetas, I think they're called?
What?
They're these little creepy...
Yeah.
Well, not little. They're pretty fucking
big.
She showed
her boobs.
Big.
What?
But, not naked.
I want to see tits. Mm-hmm.
She showed them with
anyway,
the
girl. Yeah, so,
I want
to
see tits.
I want to know how are gross are these things? Because I've obviously never seen one
what
in
are
person.
They called?
I think they're called Weetas. W-E-T-A.
Wetas.
Weta? Is it Weta?
Let me see your boobies.
All right. Well, anyway, Toucher.
He talks into the mic.
Hopefully, Toucher has seen these
into the camera
things
like
in person because they are disgusting.
I'm starved for tit.
There are caves full of these
own.
Things.
These?
There are bigger ones than that, like more menacing looking.
I really thought you were pulling up boobs. I'm like, where?
Breasts?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, like, okay. This
they're
is
like these
big
grasshopper freaky looking things.
Ooh.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, my God. It's like almost the size of that guy's finger.
There was two instances where there was like freakish things in my yard. There was the praying mantis and the crane, right?
There was a crane in Steve's yard.
Matt,
it must have had
a
7-foot wingspan.
Matt,
he's got an answer for you. Hmm. I have no idea what you're talking about, you creepy old pedophile.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Kangaroos?
Get a bigger vocabulary, number one.
Yeah.
Well, at least he said pedophile without stuttering.
Well, yeah, actually, you know what? Matt kind of is a pedophile.
Matt, you are mentally molesting.
By the Dateline NBC definition, he is a pedophile.
It's true.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Why are you thinking
what
about
are you doing,
that?
Matt?
Why do you want to fuck her sister?
Why are you trying to have sex with a 14-year-old with very tight shorts? Very short shorts. They're short. They're very short. I know they're short. They're very short.
Does her sister listen, does her sister listen to the show?
No.
You know?
No. And if she did, fuck her.
Why?
Anyway.
Is it because it's past her bedtime?
Probably.
Probably. Because we're not emo.
It's true.
I mean, I'm not crying yet
she,
on the
she
mic.
Is,
are
she
you?
She is apparently a fag hag, from what I hear.
Oh, probably. Really? Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's
15.
Emo.
There's a fag fest over at her house right now. That's what Lauren said.
Wow.
That's terrible.
I hope she's listening. She can hear what her mm-hmm. fucking sister's better.
Yeah, good. Why are you running out of oxygen?
He's like,
I have no idea.
I hope they're...
I'm not... My fatness.
What are you, Willard Scott?
my lungs never completely grew out of the 17-year-old age bracket. Shut up.
For somebody that walks so much, you're awfully out of shape.
I am, but I've always been a fat boy, so no big deal.
Well, he's a circle.
Yeah, he's a perfect shape.
I'm like a fucking road hazard. I can just lay on the floor, people run over me.
Are you on LiveJournal, Vaughn?
Am I? Yes, why?
You are?
Yeah.
LiveJournal users who patronize sex-themed Harry Potter fan art and fiction communities
wow.
and a host of other concerned users are revolting a second time over an account suspension notice. Notices they say, what? Over account suspension
notifies.
Notices they say are unpredictable and trample on the free expression rights.
Well, they got one thing right.
Okay.
Vaughn is revolting.
Yes.
What?
All right, I got something real quick.
What? I'm not done.
Asshole.
I thought you were done.
Asshole.
I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
The most recent saga over user-generated Harry Potter artwork appears to have been started late last week when two users, Ponderosa121 and Elaboration, reported receiving notices from a LiveJournal abuse team who informed them that their accounts had been permanently suspended.
Ponderosa. Yes.
The reasons for the deletion? The user's journal contained drawings depicting minors in explicit sexual situations.
From Harry Potter?
Yeah, yes. It's what's his friend? What's Potter's
Smithwick
Hermione
or whatever his name
is. No, the guy.
Oh.
The redhead?
Sweetenhouse?
Yeah. Sweetenhouse and Ponderosa.
Usually a lot of the fan drawings
gay?
Are a lot of gay. It's a lot of gay, like boys love type stuff.
So yeah, it's not like Hermione getting gangbanged.
Or and then occasionally it's a lot of gangbanging stuff, stuff like that. But most of the time it's kind of like boys love stuff where it's two guys, you know, fucking each other.
That's terrible.
Ron and Harry, yeah.
Ron and Harry.
Does Harry Potter have a big one?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking read this shit. And I can
does he know that you have a big one
yes.
or not?
Well.
I got one like a pinky. What the fuck are you talking about?
He did pose naked, so.
Yeah, well, he did that play.
It was a play, naked.
He did Equus.
He was posing, and he's naked.
No, the pictures for Equus that they show, he's not naked. You see his ass. That's about it.
No, he's full-on naked, Vaughn.
In the play, yeah.
You just saw his ass. Matt saw the whole package.
Matt was looking for it.
Yes.
And it was fucking bed knobs and broomsticks all the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they do that a lot. It's not like I can understand
no,
people are getting a little upset about
it. The wife from The Sopranos did it. Edie Falco.
No. I'm talking about LiveJournal. LiveJournal is known for just kind of like shutting shit down if they don't find it like they find it demeaning or like inappropriate.
Isn't it known too to have a lot of homosexuals on it?
What LiveJournal?
Yeah,
probably does.
A lot of people are gay. Yes, because they don't know how to fucking pose things correctly.
I'm talking about Peter Puffers and Muffins.
No,
Puffers.
I don't know about that.
It's like a hot spot for homos, basically.
It's like one of the longest running journal websites.
Oh, I know.
You know, and they have like the harshest fucking like rules. Like you can't do any. Like they, if you ever read their terms, like you can't do a lot of things.
It's probably a lot of stuff you just can't do.
But you
normally.
you get away with things if you're like if it's set up to a certain area. Like if you're doing stuff that's like offensive.
Yeah.
As long as you. Write it in your terms, like in your information, that there's going to be offensive material here, and you create it as a private account.
What if you warn people? Or
yeah,
something?
You warn people that there's going to be offensive material. Usually they're fine with it.
Okay,
but if you're just posting shit like random, like mm-hmm. you know, fucking
Harry Potter's penis,
Harry Potter fucking like Dumbledore. You know who the fuck knows, right?
Who
Snape killing Dumbledore's dead body?
Voldemort fucking gang raping like 12 or 25.
Well, now you're going over my head.
Different Death Eaters. Who the fuck?
Yeah,
knows?
We need to stop with this gay shit. Yeah.
I never want to hear Dumbledore and Voldemort said again in near succession on the show.
I agree.
I probably wouldn't have a problem with seeing J.K. Rowling naked.
I wouldn't have a problem.
You know, I would like is for her to Ann Coulter to 69.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What's wrong with you? Ann Coulter's got.
You
a
wouldn't
penis.
Know where one stops and the other
she
one begins.
Two slim, slender blondes.
Ann Coulter's got a dick, dude.
You know what? She's fucking sexy.
Dude,
she's
really
a hermaphrodite, dude.
Another name never to mention again is Harry Potter and any of his fucking goblins.
I don't want to ever hear the word Ann Coulter on this show again.
Yeah, good. Because
you're a filthy communist Bolshevik.
Oh, that cunt could
Bolshevik
die.
Fucking
fuck
capitalist fucking.
You're a Baryshnikov. Shut the fuck up.
She's the only person I've ever heard that's actually been positive about 9/11.
Like, positive?
Have you listened to me yet?
No.
No, I'm sure you misinterpreted what she said.
She was actually making fun of the piece of shit yuppie wives who were trying to cash in on it.
Exactly.
And they deserve to die anyway.
How is she cashing in on it?
She was sitting there fucking sitting. Since day one, she's been sitting there cashing her checks every other week for that.
Wow. All right, Vaughn.
Because she's a Republican. I know.
Back it up, Vaughn.
Breathe, Vaughn.
Garbage.
Back it up, Vaughn.
It's a lousy, lame
one of the wives is like, oh, we need to upkeep our lifestyle.
Exactly.
That was like a direct quote, number one.
And she needs to upkeep her facelifts, that cunt.
No, it has nothing to do with her.
Nope.
She's talking about people who, like, they don't give a shit about anything but their
about
fucking
this country.
Material
they don't,
possessions.
They don't care what happened. It's just, all it is about them. And that's why she's angry at them.
Ann Coulter needs nothing. To have her ass licked. I'm the
what
man.
She look
basically,
like?
Yeah.
I'm the man for the job.
She looks like a fucking man.
Not really. She looks like a weird hot woman.
Let me see. You got a picture?
No. You don't want to see
Ann Coulter.
Dude, your eyes would
she's
melt
like
at
a
fucking head.
She's bitchy. She's got,
long,
she's got an
hair.
Attitude.
Oh,
long,
she's totally
hair.
Arrogant.
Long, slender uh-huh. legs. I love uh-huh. that. Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
You got any booby pictures ever?
No.
No, she doesn't really have much of the ma'am department.
Actually, she does.
Really?
Got a dick.
Oh, yeah. I never noticed. Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
Yeah.
So she got some big ones and nice fucking long legs.
She doesn't, so far as I know.
Yeah, she does.
Jamie Lee Curtis has a little bit of
that's true.
Of a
Jamie Lee
you
Curtis,
know, hidden penis.
Jamie Lee Curtis has to take medicine every morning to watch her dick from falling out.
It's not so hidden.
Well, stop it from falling out. I would fuck her in her penis in fucking that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
What, True Lies?
True Lies?
Yeah,
I would fuck her in her penis.
She looked good.
Dude, that was Trading Places, good. She was fucking hot in that fucking movie.
A Halloween.
She also showed her tits.
This is Ann Coulter.
She's an ugly dive.
She does look like Skeletor.
Yeah, she's fucking
that has
gross.
A long
she's
fucking neck.
She's fucking gross.
Are you kidding?
She's not gross.
She's dude,
gross.
She's like a
dude.
Fucking cobra.
The women you've hooked up with, and you're going to say she's gross? Nah, I'm not having that.
Dude, I she know. Looks like a fucking crack whore.
That's just that's a picture, though.
First of all, you got one picture of her mid-sentence.
Yeah.
That's all you've seen right
but
now.
Hang on a second.
That's
she
still
first
looks
impression.
Attractive.
That's my she first impression.
That's because Derek does that.
Steve.
He finds the worst possible pictures.
Well, I just...
Oh, here's a picture.
Here's
of her.
A good one.
She unhinges her jaw and eats babies.
I bet.
Probably Jew babies.
Fucking cunt.
I got a
Democrat.
Second, there is a
while
bikini shot, underwear shot there,
which
yeah,
is
I don't
not
that,
her.
It's photoshopped.
That's not her.
Not
her. Okay, sorry.
Which is why I didn't. And there's a picture of her with a swastika on her head. So which one am I going to go to?
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe she's hot.
The
now.
First one that was actually her.
All right, go to the one bottom third one in.
Go to the one third this? One in around the corner.
Why is the
this
camera
is
on Matt?
Magazine. I have no idea, but it's pointless.
Hey, Derek, go to the fifth page, third one in, to the left.
Yeah.
Yes, Vaughn.
First man
fucking
out.
Douche.
Hey, you going to Dropkick Murphys?
Yeah, she looks exactly the same as the other picture.
She looks like, considering it's the same person.
She looks like she just snorted a line off a black
like a
dick.
From
she
now?
She looks just
did.
As bad or good in that one than she did the other one.
I agree, Derek, and gross.
Yeah. she's fucking
gross.
Skinny.
Gross hag.
Yeah, she's a little skinny, but it doesn't mean anything, so what?
She's cocaine thin.
She's
so
a little
what?
Skinny, but her face is gross.
Yeah, but it's more of like her attitude. She's sexy. Yeah. I like her.
She ain't sexy.
She's a little spunky. You know, you ever see her like...
No, she's not sexy. Unattractive. You can't just...
No, she is.
No,
she's fucking unattractive.
Sexy
she,
with a sexy
no.
attitude is a fucking Hasselbeck
no,
chick.
No, Vaughn is unattractive.
Wow. Okay. Right,
fuck you, ass bag.
Well, that goes without saying.
So, yeah.
That's,
oh, shit.
That is unattractive.
Oh, is that real?
That's gross.
Die.
Keep it on.
Now, let's see J.K. Rowling.
Now, this is like an older, like, you know, more, I don't know what the
this
word
is. This is a person that he wants her to dyke out with?
More British hag.
I wouldn't say more sophisticated, because she writes children's books, but,
Well, she's British. She's British.
She looks fucking nasty there.
She's gross.
She looks really gross.
No,
there.
Steve, honestly, you want these two to dyke out? Because I would vomit.
It was kind of a joke, you fat, stretchy piece of shit.
She looks a little better there.
She's not a
I'd rather fuck either. Harry Potter in this picture.
all I saw was Harry Potter. I'm like, what is he looking at?
So anyway. Let's just look at... Let's
you
just
know
look
what?
More pictures nobody else
can. Hey, pussy all feels the hurt? Same. You know what? It all feels the same. So.
It's all pink on the inside.
It really is. Unless it's some gigantic fat bitch.
That's it, and that's all.
We're going to a Broadway diner.
Black women kind of look like a trifold wallet, though.
Like a what?
We haven't been to
like
Broadway diner.
Trifold wallet.
Wow. Rip off Otto and George, you kike.
Okay, all right.
Never heard him say it.
Who
liar!
Who's that?
Wow.
First
of all, he said a black woman looks like a leather wallet, and he just said a trifold wallet.
Also,
he changed the word. Big fucking.
I doubt he ever heard. He's ever seen Otto and George.
He has no I did once, but he didn't even say that.
One half of Otto and George isn't real. How about that? I'll let you guess which half.
So anyway, you know what? Derek is going to.
Oh my god!
Double mic it.
Oh,
stop.
No!
Oh my god, Derek, smell your mic.
That's that could be like a beat to a fucking hit rap song. Like, burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr. You fucking shit
on
my mic.
God.
It stinks.
Burr, burr.
I think we get to see some boobies for that one. Make her scream big. I want to see some boobies.
Make her scream big. That's a famous expression. Yo, zoom in on that. Zoom in.
What's wrong with me obsessing with boobs?
I do too.
Nothing's wrong with it.
But you just like do it at the bad times.
It's true.
Dude, you'd be in church. Let me see the face.
And?
Fucking it's the pew!
Jesus died for them, dude.
Funeral. He's at a funeral and this chick's got big old tits. He's sitting there fucking trying to eyeball him.
I would touch him.
I gotta pray! Cling!
He would touch him.
Is that the dead body we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome, man.
Grabbing his wives in the middle of the pew.
Christine, show him your boobs, will you? So he shuts up.
Nipples.
He's never seen them yet.
I have.
He saw
the first time I was here. I lucked out.
Lucked out.
No, you have not. That's why you want to see them.
I mean, I never saw them ever.
I know.
I don't even know what boobies are.
I'm married to a man.
Nice one.
Whoops.
Whoa.
So, I'm gonna miss it too because I'm gonna be not looking.
All right. Yeah, right, you faggot.
Yeah, all right. So Derek's arm in front of the wake.
I can't believe it was almost midnight already. Like, that show is really quick.
Oh, no.
I'm leaving.
Oh, my God. This looked like a press conference over here.
No! That was disturbing.
Mr. President.
Your buddy grabs your
all these microphones up to his ass.
Mr. Brown Eye, what do you have to say? Blur.
Blur. Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Vaughn, you're out of here? President, Mr. President, you're going to pass the gas bill.
Vaughn's out of here.
Vaughn is leaving.
Oh, take care, Vaughn.
I'm going to cut the
cheese
bill.
He's got his fag bag, and he's out of here.
I probably just missed it, too, because I was looking at Vaughn's ass.
Gross. Anyway. Goodbye, Vaughn.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow night, if I'm around, we'll go to the bar. Seriously, I'll take you out.
Vaughn, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Vaughn.
Well, yeah.
Have one on me, my friend.
Yeah. We did a birthday celebration for that nasty fucking terrorist.
Crappy girth day,
Crappy girth day.
Wow, he just ripped one.
Hey, okay. Toucher, it's Vaughn's birthday. Got anything nice to say to him?
Nope.
Lose some weight.
Shut up, Tits McGee.
Lose some weight.
All right. Anyway, what we got to wrap this up?
Nothing.
We got to have something good. You want to talk about those people who died in Newark?
Fuck them.
That's not really
15 children found in unlicensed Houston daycare.
Nice.
Emergency workers discovered 15 children under care of one person in an unlicensed and unregulated home daycare in Southwest Houston. An ambulance crew responding to the call of a child choking in the 6,000 block of whatever discovered the children in a one-bedroom apartment around noon. Three of the children belonged to the woman who said the parents of the other 12 children were contacted and children were returned to them. The ages of the children and the caretaker are unknown at this time. Wow. And
that's unbelievable.
A fucking makeshift daycare in a one-bedroom apartment with 12, 13 kids.
Can you imagine what that 15. Smelled like?
Probably smelled like shit.
Probably smelled like this apartment.
Probably.
Plus Gerber.
Plus Vaughn's neck.
Ew. Anyway.
That's so much better with Vaughn gone.
It really is.
Now we can start the show. Oh, I thought it was him again.
Hi, what's up, Carly?
Carly,
what's up, Atari?
You got a mic?
You got
and
a
headphones.
Free mic? Hit it up now.
You got headphones there too, Carly.
What's up, legs?
You got headphones there too, Carly.
Va 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 voom.
Cut 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 cut, Carly.
What are we talking about?
Being drunk.
Beef and barley.
Well, that's nothing new. But where'd Vaughn go?
He went home.
He went home.
With his girl.
Uh-huh. You got to be a little closer to that microphone.
Carly's a little bit tipsy right now, and Holly went to walk away. And wait, no. And she goes, I like meeting you. I didn't say that.
What are you, Russian?
Hey, that was it for us.
Don't forget to check out the moon on the
27th. I like meeting you.
Oh, yeah. Mars is going to be as big as the moon.
Yeah, on the 27th.
Yep. What about
12:30 a.m.
My dick's going to be hard in about an hour.
Yeah, because we're going to go eat. We will see you Thursday after the Cousin Joe show, who capped out, fucking ruined the server.
Maybe Joe Conte will be here.
Never
he
did get
blew
to see
up
boobies.
The server.
Number one show on
boobies,
Cringe.
Boobies, 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 boobies.
Yeah, hopefully we do get Joe Conte here.
I like boobies, really big boobies. I want to suck their fucking hips.
Squirt me in the face with your big, big nip.
IHOP is 24 hours after we're going.
I doubt it, cause it gives me the fucking
let me see the hairy nipples.
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes. I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite.
Heineken, fuck that shit.